Blog Talk Radio.
I know your anger, I know your dream.
the Crazy Nation Radio. You know, the crazy man, Ron Rick, that's me. Anyway, I don't know what's playing, but it's on its own. So let's rock on a couple more tunes and we'll get this shit going. Hang tight.
Out of nowhere. Oh,
Yeah, there you go. Offspring. Self-esteem. I wrote her off 10 times today, but she's still back. Here she is. Anyway, welcome to the show, everybody. I hope you had a great, pleasant week. It's Hump Day, Wednesday, 2/8/2023. Wow. We're getting another day older. We survived another day. So anyway, hey, great for that shit, but who gives a fuck? Because nobody else does. Apparently, President Biden doesn't give a fuck, and I don't think he knows what he's talking about anymore. You know what? Here's the funny part. I did not watch the State of the Union. Did he even do it? I guess maybe because it's me, because I just don't care, you know? So since I didn't hear it, and if it is, I mean, like I said, it's a confusing fucking world we live in. It is. And of course, you know, I the topic of the show was the cons, con jobs, and the bullshit. And that's what we've been handed. We've been dealing with this forever. This ain't nothing new. This is a fucking agenda these cocksuckers got going on, you know, that they want to fucking, they just, you know, we're stupid. They educated us completely to be fucking stupid. You know, that's what we are, you know. So, you know, what do you say? So anyway, I don't want to play it. I don't, but I do, you know, and I'm not going to do the whole thing. I'm going to go through a little bit because it's 3 fucking hours long. What the fuck could that motherfucker find to say for 3 fucking hours? I figure he's good maybe 5 minutes max where he's fucking blown out of the fucking saddle. You know, oh my God, it can't get any crazier than this. It just can't. I mean, who fucking knows? Then the balloon shit. Here we go, this motherfucking balloon. Really? Have we been sold out that far? Are we controlled by China now? Is that who's going to be the new dictator of the country? So we don't need a president anymore. They'll be selected for us. Apparently, that the leaders will be selected for you because, you know, the rules of law and all this other shit that we have been handed, which they say they're laws, but they're actually fucking rules. And, you know, I just had a case thrown in my face today on a child custody case. And this is, I'll tell you about it a little bit later on, but it is so fucked up. This case will explain to you how twisted this is. Money can buy you anything. I mean, it's a simple fact. Money buys you everything. Money buys you freedom. Money buys you fucking anything you want. Children, people, prostitutes, drugs, whatever. It's like, you know, when they started legalizing weed and shit, which I'm all for that. I am no doubt about it. It should have never been illegal in the first place. But they decided, wait a minute, the dope dealers are making more money. Yes, we need to make more money. So we need to become the dope dealers. So they did. That's what they've done. No, yeah, we're going to legalize it recreational and medical, but it's going to cost you. It still costs you to get freedom to do it, which is fucking wrong. You know, which brings up that case when I talk about this child custody thing. These people, this private organization has got this couple convinced that, and they've had these people's little girl for like fucking 4 years. There is no fucking state case on this no more. There was nothing. The state took away the kid for a little while. All of a sudden, these people got involved, wanted to adopt the kid and all this other fucking shit. And they didn't want to send her a kid up for adoption. Well, anyway, the lawyer misrepresented, of course. They've been paid. Hey, here, we'll give you X amount of money to make this motherfucker believe this is what's going to happen if they don't sign up parental rights. You know, that's what they did to these people. So anyway, they got a hold of me, and well, you know I am. Shit's going to hit the fan. But anyway, all right, I'm going to play this whatever, for a little bit. Not fucking long, though. So anyway, let's see what this motherfucker has to say to us. American people. Has he ever did a State of the Union? Anyway, I don't even remember.
Wow. His name is Henry.
I know. I'm going to speed it up.
One question. How often have you consumed cannabis?
Full frontal male.
Let's see if I can speed this up more.
CBS. An original documentary from CBS.
What the fuck is this?
Our morning should be.
Is this a date or are we just friends?
Get a little sunshine. Here we are, your favorite morning.
All right, here we go. Yeah, listen, 1 hour 9 minutes of bullshit before you got to this guy. So, there we go. All right. We'll see how this works out.
The fact I campaigned for him. Congratulations, the longest serving leader in the history of the United States Senate, Mitch McConnell. Where are you, Mitch?
Did he say more people showed up here than my campaign? I think that's what he said. Damn, there's more people here than showed up my campaign. Anyway, I'm going to talk and listen to it for a little while.
And congratulations to Chuck Schumer, another term as Senate Minority Leader. I think you, only this time you have a slightly bigger majority, Mr. Leader, and you're the Majority Leader. About that much bigger? Yeah. Well, I tell you what, I want to give special recognition to someone who I think is going to be considered the greatest speaker in the history of the House of Representatives, Nancy Pelosi. Folks, the story of America is a story of progress and resilience, of always moving forward, never, ever giving up. It's a story unique among all nations. We're the only country that has emerged from every crisis we've ever entered stronger than we got into it. Look, folks, that's what we're doing again. 2 years ago, the economy was reeling. I stand here tonight after we've created, with the help of many people in this room, 12 million new jobs, more jobs created in 2 years than any president's created in 4 years because of you all, because of the American people. 2 years ago,
I'm sorry, but I got to ask the question. Is that true? He's created more fucking jobs in 2 years than any president ever did in 4 years? Yeah, it gets better by the minute, don't it?
2 years ago, COVID had shut down. Our businesses were closed. Our schools were robbed of so much. And today, COVID no longer controls our lives. And 2 years ago, democracy faced its greatest threats in the Civil War. And today, though bruised, our democracy remains unbowed and unbroken. As we gather here tonight, we're writing the next chapter of the great American story, a story of progress and resilience. When world leaders ask me to define America, and they do, believe it or not, I say I can define it in one word, and I mean this, possibilities. We don't think anything is beyond our capacity. Everything is a possibility. You know, we're often told that Democrats and Republicans can't work together. But over the past 2 years, we've proved the cynics and naysayers wrong. Yes, we disagreed plenty. And yes, there were times when Democrats went alone. But time and again, Democrats and Republicans came together to defend a stronger and safer Europe. It came together to pass once in a generation infrastructure law, building bridges connecting our nation and our people. We came together to pass the most significant law ever, helping victims exposed to toxic burn pits. And in fact, it's important. And in fact, I signed over 300 bipartisan pieces of legislation since becoming president. From reauthorizing the Violence Against Women Act, the Electoral Count Reform Act, the Respect for Marriage Act that protects the right to marry the person you love. And to my Republican friends, if we could work together the last Congress, there's no reason we can't work together and find consensus on important things in this Congress as well. Folks, you all are as formed as I am, but I think the people sent us a clear message. Fighting for the sake of fighting. Power for the sake of power. Conflict for the sake of conflict gets us nowhere. That's always been my vision of our country, and I know it's many of yours. to restore the soul of this nation, to rebuild the backbone of America, America's middle class, and to unite the country. We've been sent here to finish the job, in my view. For decades, the middle class has been hollowed out in more than, and not no one administration, but for a long time. Too many good-paying manufacturing jobs move overseas. Factories closed down. Once thriving cities and towns that many of you represent became shadows of what they used to be. And along the way, something else we lost. Pride, our sense of self-worth. I ran for president to fundamentally change things, to make sure our economy works for everyone, so we can all feel that pride in what we do. To build an economy from the bottom up and the middle out, not from the top down. Because when the middle class does well, the poor have a ladder up, and the wealthy still do very well. We all do well. I know a lot of you always kid me for always quoting my dad, but my dad used to say, Joey, a job's about a lot more than a paycheck. He really would say this. It's about a lot more than a paycheck. It's about your dignity. It's about respect. It's about being able to look your kid in the eye and say, honey, it's going to be okay and mean it. Well, folks, so let's look at the results. We're not finished yet by any stretch of the imagination, but unemployment rate is at 3.4%, a 50-year low. A near record unemployment. Near-record unemployment for black and Hispanic workers. We've already created, your help, 800,000 good-paying manufacturing jobs, the fastest growth in 40 years. And where is it written? Where is it written that America can't lead the world in manufacturing? And I don't know where that's written. For too many decades, we imported projects and exported jobs. Now, thanks to what you've all done, we're exporting American products and creating American jobs. Folks, inflation has been a global problem because the pandemic disrupted our supply chains, and Putin's unfair and brutal war in Ukraine disrupted energy supplies as well as food supplies, blocking all that grain in Ukraine. But we're better positioned than any country on earth right now. But we have more to do. But here at home, inflation is coming down. Here at home, gas prices are down $1.50 from their peak. Food inflation is coming down. Not fast enough, but coming down. Inflation has fallen every month for the last 6 months, while take-home pay has gone up. Additionally, over the last 2 years, a record 10 million Americans applied to start new businesses. 10 million. And by the way, every time someone starts a small business is an act of hope. And Madam Vice President, I want to thank you for leading that effort to ensure that small businesses have access to capital and the historic laws we enacted that are going to just come into being. Standing here last year, I shared with you a story of American genius and possibilities. Semiconductors, small computer chips the size of a print that power everything, from cell phones to automobiles and so much more. These chips were invented in America. Let's get that straight. They were invented in America. We used to make 40% of the world's chips. In the last several decades, we lost our edge. We're down to only producing 10%. We all saw during the pandemic when chip factories shut down overseas. Today's automobiles need 3,000 chips, each of those automobiles. But American automobiles couldn't make enough cars because there weren't enough chips. Car prices went up. People got laid off. So did everything from refrigerators to cell phones. We can never let that happen again. That's why we came together to pass the Bipartisan Chips and Science Act. Folks, I know I've been criticized for saying this, but I'm not changing my view. We're going to make sure the supply chain for America begins in America. The supply chain begins in America. We've already created. We've already created 800,000 new manufacturing jobs without this law, before the law kicks in. With this new law, we're going to create hundreds of thousands of new jobs across the country. And I mean all across the country, throughout not just the coast, but through the middle of the country as well. That's going to come from companies that have announced more than $300 billion in investment in American manufacturing over the next few years. Outside of Columbus, Ohio, Intel is building semiconductor factories on 1,000 acres, literally a field of dreams. It's going to create 10,000 jobs, that one investment, 7,000 construction jobs, 3,000 jobs in those factories once they're finished. They call them factories. Jobs paying an average of $130,000 a year, and many do not require a college degree. Jobs, because we work together, these jobs, the people don't have to leave home to search for opportunity. It's just getting started. Think about the new homes, the small businesses, the big, the medium-sized businesses, so much more that's going to be needed to support those 3,000 permanent jobs and the factories that are going to be built. Talk to mayors and governors, Democrats and Republicans, and they'll tell you what this means for their communities. We're seeing these field of dreams transform to the heartland. But to maintain the strongest economy in the world, we need the best infrastructure in the world. And folks, as you all know, we used to be number one in the world in infrastructure. We've sunk to 13th in the world. The United States of America, 13th in the world in infrastructure, modern infrastructure. But now we're coming back because we came together and passed a bipartisan infrastructure law, the largest investment in infrastructure since President Eisenhower's interstate highway system. And folks, already we've funded over 20,000 projects, including major airports from Boston to Atlanta to Portland. Projects that are going to put thousands of people to work rebuilding our highways, our bridges, our railroads, our tunnels.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got to stop it. I can't take it no more. I can't do it. Fuck me. I can't take it no more, man. This guy is straight up fucking lying, man. Wow. Wow. Doing better. Everything's fine and fucking dandy. Wow, this shit wasn't happening till you came along, Joey, buddy. You know, none of this shit, none of it was happening. You know, yeah, you're right. Think to yourself, man, fucking right, man. Yeah, wow. Yeah, you know, man, look, I don't know anymore. It's so retarded. It's got me more retarded than I was actually retarded already, you know. Wow. To believe, all these people believe this. Motherfuckers actually believe what this guy is telling you. I mean, you know, it's, you know, man, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to be sighing like a motherfucker. It just kills me. Wow. I mean, straight up fucking wow. Unbelievable. I mean, you know, the whole thing, the point of the show tonight was the topic was con jobs and bullshit. Wow, I think I struck a fucking nerve here, man. I didn't see the State of the Union. And it's just, and I don't really want to, you know, but the first beginning of this motherfucker moment he opened his mouth, he was full of shit, you know. The economy is not doing good. It ain't doing better. Job growth ain't out. You can't tell me that the fucking job growth and the business growth is better than it's been in 50 fucking years. That is bullshit. We have lost more businesses than he's saying how many fucking more businesses started, 50,000. That's a goddamn lie. Ain't no fucking way. Ain't no way. One, people don't have the money to invest in business. at this moment in time. There's more business shut down because of COVID bullshit, because of that fucking scam. You know, and the whole thing, I said there's a lot of people. I could be wrong, and I'll live with it, okay? But I think that was set up just to fucking see if they could learn control is easy. If we's easy enough to put on that fucking mask. You know, we tell them to put on a mask, then they make it mandatory. Mandatory, you know? And ain't none of these motherfuckers doctors. And then Fauci, he was paid off to fucking do what he's told to do. Let's try to pull this bullshit game. And if we're so worried about fucking, you know, these viruses and shit getting over this country, why in the fuck would we let these weather balloons fly over this country? Supposed weather balloons. That's considered an attack. And China said, well, it was a mistake. It just happened. Well, if it happened once it left your fucking, your country, wouldn't you be your best bet to go retrieve it or shoot it down yourself to stop it from going any further? But no, it floated all the way across the United States. Ain't that some evil in my state of Missouri? Wow. It's okay. It's okay to fucking do that, apparently, you know. So it's psychotic. It's simply fucking mentally fucking retarded and psychotic. And that's the world we live in. You have to believe lies. We can't believe the truth. The truth is wrong. So you have to learn how to be a manipulating lying motherfucker to be considered truthful. If not, if you're not being, you know, if you're not a liar, you're not telling the fucking truth. That's what they want. They want you to go along with the lie. They want you along with the fucking scam. You know, whatever happened to truth and honesty, the reality, the real thing we fucking should endure in our fucking lives. But no, we have to deal with this bullshit. Wow. Fucking crazy. Crazy bullshit. It's out of this world. It's meet the fucking Jetsons, you know, my boy Elroy. I'm serious, man. But all right, enough of my fucking yammering bullshit. Let's get the phone lines open up, talk to some other people, see what they think about it. I'm going to pop on these two lines here, get my buddy Gunslinger here with me, and the person with their hand over, I'm dragging you in too. I'm dragging everybody in. So welcome my victims to the United States of America, if you want to call it that. What's up, fellas?
We're free.
Yeah, we're free.
We're free.
Yep.
Remember, we're free.
Yes,
now.
You are. If you got the money.
Oh,
if
yeah.
You got
money
the
talks,
money,
bullshit.
That's right. You got to pay to be free. Anyway, 850, you're on the air with us. Welcome to the show.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, how's it going? Hey, can I jump in real quick about the – can I
sure. –
yeah, I want to talk about this weather balloon thing.
Yeah, sure.
If you're going to if you're going to rob a bank, right, you're not just going to go in there and rob it. I don't think any bank robber just goes into a bank and robs it. They plan it carefully.
Right.
They send people in there and scope out the bank, and you know, they mentally make a map of where the security guards are, where this and that is, and
mm-hmm.
then after they scope out, then they plan and attack the bank. Now the weather balloon, I think, is a similar situation. I think it is there to scope out the United States. I don't think that they needed pictures. I'm 100%. Guaranteed, they don't need pictures of any area in the United States. Their satellites
mm-hmm.
already do it. They
right,
got all
exactly.
the pictures they want.
Right.
They use
right.
that. They use that the balloon to test NORAD itself to see if
mm-hmm.
How long it would take for NORAD to react and shoot them down if they were going to shoot them down. And
right.
You, and they
exactly
they, that. Yep.
I
and
agree
that's
with
what
you
100%.
Yes. Yep, testing the water. You're right. Absolutely. I believe that. You're right, man.
Yep, testing the water.
Yep.
Yep.
Absolutely. Yeah, that should have been addressed way before I ever got here, you know. I mean, that fucker showed up on radar. It's metal. It's a metal object flying. It's going to show up. And we have no satellite tracking systems. The whole fucking globe gets to see it. You know what I mean? We see everything around the globe. Anything in space floating, we see it.
And if
Trump
was still in there, he would have shot it down immediately.
Right.
That motherfucker would have taken 1 foot into the U.S. airspace, and Trump would have ordered that motherfucker shot down.
Yeah, it would have been shot
wrong.
Down in the first place.
Yeah.
You know, it was in fucking Canada. Why didn't Canada do anything? They didn't do shit either.
Well, Canada's a pussy. They're pussies. You know that. You got to pack it in control. You know, what do you think?
Yeah, that's true.
Trudeau.
Trump would have shot down that the balloon, and they would have all called him racist. I guarantee you that's what would have happened.
Yeah.
He would have ordered it down. And they would say he's a racist, male, sexist chauvinist for shooting down that balloon because it's some sort of And a
but
bully.
You know, then if I was Trump, I would come back. Well, it was white. The motherfucker was white. You know,
that
I mean,
is a white balloon, you racist motherfucker. You shot down a white balloon, motherfucker.
Anything's racist now. Color doesn't matter anymore. I really don't believe color matters in racist to these fuckers. They just come up with any reason to call it racist. You know, it's bullshit. I mean, I don't like racist people. You know, you talk about other people's color and who they are and what they are, where they come from, all that shit. It's not, man, fuck that, you know? Seriously. You are who you are. Color doesn't make anybody any different or any better or any worse. Racism is just a fucking game they play to keep us fighting against each other. That's what they do, you know? I mean, I have a lot of black friends. I do. I have a lot of black friends. I have gay friends. You know, but I mean, I'm not black nor am I gay, but I have nothing against them. You know, except the gay thing. I do have a little against that, and I do have a hard time a lot of times about it. But, you know, as far as your skin color, you're born that way. You didn't ask for that. It's not your goddamn fault. You know what I mean? But they still, they play this fucking card, you know, that it's, you know, because you're black, you've got the fucking problem. No. It's white because you caused the problem, motherfucker. It's made up bullshit. It's all made up. But the problem is people aren't educated to know that. They're not educated to figure that out. They're educated to think. You know, that's it. We're not educated to think.
Well,
I know BLM had a hell of a time. BLM had a hell of a time trying to pin the last police brutality beating on racism. You know the one I'm talking about. Black officers killed a black person. I know they have a hell of a time trying to say that was racially motivated.
They also want to bring out gun rights, gun control again, all that. You know what I mean? Fucking mad because the fucker was shot. Because they can't cry about gun control, you know? And then the FBI just came out with a fucking new rule on AR-15 pistols, you know? Well, you know, and that's simply attacking the fucking rifle gun owners in the first place because fucking criminals don't give a fuck. You know, you tell them they can't.
When
they get really? Well, that ain't going to work out for you either. Right.
And
you're worried about fentanyl coming across the fucking border. Don't you think guns are coming with it?
Oh, yeah, you know they are.
So, you know. It's crazy. It's just something fucking
Remember Operation Fast and Furious with Butt Buddy.
Right. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Eric Holder and fucking Obama. They set up that deal. They became the gun dealers. They become the arm dealers. Yep. Yes, they did. Where'd that money go? Where'd that money go they sold him guns for, you know? Where's the money?
In their pocket.
Exactly. And like Biden here. Okay. When he first said that, when he said Nancy Pelosi was the greatest House Speaker of ever, you know, you're really, she's like you, Joe. You're both fucking criminals. You're fucking criminals.
Ron,
you know,
have you ever seen the clip of Hitler when he's up there on his speech, giving his speech? Oh, you run, 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 run. That's exactly what he did.
Mm-hmm.
Senor Poopy Pants. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what he did.
Yeah. I'm not paying attention.
And throwing the fist. That's exactly what he did.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've seen it, but I did. It was sickening. It was fucking sickening.
Well, I couldn't take any more of that speech. I had to stop it. I'm sorry, guys. This guy couldn't do it. I mean, he's talking shit. Does he know what he's saying? That's a good question. Does he know what he's saying?
He don't.
I mean, the economy's doing good. He's talking about this chip factory going in, 1,000 acres of fucking chip factory. And, you know, Nancy Pelosi's husband was a big investor in chip factories after they did that fucking deal part. And what they did, they're the one that's opening the chip factory. They're doing it. If nobody else knows about it, get into it now while it's pennies on the dollar and watch the fucking money grow, you know? And, you know, you've seen the video. I know everybody's seen the video now of a fucking hurl man getting beat with a hammer. Shit. Praise that fucker.
I am.
That guy's a fucking hero. Yeah. You know, so these fuckers don't care about the people of this country at all. This is a show. This is a, it's what's blown up in your face. You know, we got to keep like a preacher, you know. A lot of preachers do that. They teach all the people, tell the people all this bullshit. You know, like well, say, what's that one crazy motherfucker? He looks like the fucking devil. Kenneth Copeland. That guy is fucking straight up nuts. He told people that he couldn't be in the tube with demons. And what he's talking about, an airplane. He couldn't be in fucking regular commercial airplanes. He had to be in a private airplane because he couldn't be in a tube with demons. So there's, he's saying every motherfucker on an airplane is the fucking devil or a demon, okay? And he can't be around. So he needs you to send him some money so he can swing into his own fucking tube. Right, exactly.
There you go.
Right. But you see, Biden doing the same thing. Just like he's like a preacher. You know what I mean? Everything's fine and dandy. The economy's doing good. But the thing that gets me better than what he said, 50 fucking years.
Yeah, 50 years.
You know that's a fucking lie. You know, right off the bat, it's a lie.
That's a lie.
Then the infrastructure, infrastructure is going to be is better than fucking, you know, Eisenhower, or since Eisenhower, all this other shit. Well, what are you building? What are we getting? What are we seeing? We're going to have the yellow brick road? Yeah. I mean, what are we going to have? The only people are making money is a scammer, some motherfuckers, you know, contractors that contract for the government. I know government contractors, and they're very wealthy people, you know? And they told me the whole deal will be a government contractor. It's easy money. You know, if they want a fucking box of nails and you name the price, they'll buy them from you. They will.
They will.
You know.
Well, look at the trouble that Mike Peters had. He's a government contractor. Whoa.
Right.
Yeah, that's in food service.
Right.
For God's sakes. And look how much they fucked him.
Right.
Yeah. There you go.
Because when he's a conservative.
Yeah, he's conservative.
That's what happened.
Yeah.
They found out he was a fucking conservative, and we can't fuck with you. You know,
when
they did, exactly, right, because he's telling the truth. He was straight up, and he took care of the troops. He took care of them people, like we should do, you know, like how people should take care of each other. And he got fucked up by being a good guy. That's what happened.
That's what you get for being a good guy.
Yeah, exactly. It's like I said, you're better off to tell a motherfucking lie.
It is.
You know,
really? It is. Today.
You know, now, when I grew up, if you ever told a fucking lie, your ass was fucked. You know what I mean? I lied to my dad one time. I did one time. That was the last time.
Yeah,
well, you know what I mean?
My dad,
and now
my
the
dad
fact I'm a person, I deserve the ass beating I got for that, you know?
My dad would go out there to the tree and take a tree with a thing.
Willow trees, man. Willow trees are a motherfucker. Yeah, they are, man.
Yeah. Hell, any fucking tree branch is a fucking motherfucker.
Yeah, let me put that way. My mom was good with the fucking the match car tracks. She actually, matter of fact, I got the match car set for Christmas. I was a little boy, and my mom said, I got them just for you. Okay, Mommy, thank you. I didn't know what she's actually going to beat me with. But that's just the way it was, man. I mean, you know. I mean, I love my parents. I had good parents. I really did. Love them dearly, you know. But nowadays, you do touch a child nowadays, you're motherfucking losing your kids. They're going to foster care and sold out to the highest bidder.
Oh, yeah, they will.
And that case I just got recently. Well, I got this case recently. You know, my son's friend, he went to school with, grew up with, kind of. He has a girlfriend. They have a couple kids together, and they just got one in state. Anyway, she had, because she came up dirty and some called him bullshit on him and all that. I mean, they're really good kids, you know. I mean, they're good, or they're adults, but I call them kids. But anyway, they lost their little boy to the state, which it went right to her mother, and you know, she took care of it and blah, blah, blah. So she went to the courses, classes, the rehab, did everything she's supposed to do. And she got her little boy back, and everything's fine. But she had a little girl before that, prior to that, that she lost to the state back in 2019. Okay. Well, this lawyer, this appointed court lawyer, told her that she needs to sign over parental rights to this other family, foster care family, so the kid doesn't wind up getting adopted. Because if she don't do it, then she's going to wind up, the kid's going to get adopted, which was bullshit. The kid was never hurt. The case is over. There is no, the state has no more case on her at all. There's no social worker. There's no nothing. It's this private fucking company. But the thing is, she signed parental rights over. Okay, so that does kind of fuck it up a little bit. So now, this company called, the name of that motherfucker, this fucking group, that's another thing, Uplifting Families LLC. Okay?
Yeah.
And what they, yeah, right. Yeah, private company. Like, remember the Kids for Cash deal? Same fucking system.
Yeah,
okay. Anyway, so the case has been over for about 2 years. Okay, through the state. Okay, the state has nothing to do with the case anymore at all or anything. But they never got custody. But these people are now this uplifting group here, whatever, this organization, is the one coordinating all this shit. Okay, the visits and all this other bullshit. They shouldn't have no right to this whatsoever. They shouldn't even have this kid, period. I mean, this is straight up fucking fraud and extortion. It's bad. But I'm going to talk to this lawyer tomorrow, the lawyer that represents this. I know it, this lawyer. I'm going to call her up and say, what the fuck is this? What are you doing telling this client of yours that if she doesn't give up parental rights, they're going to wind up doubting this kid, she's going to lose the kid forever? Why did you use that scare tactic to scare her into signing that shit up on that kid? So now that the kid is no longer, you know, in a battle with the state, now it's up to the battle of the parental rights thing, okay? So what she's going to have to do is go back into court and file a motion to withdraw that consent, okay? The parental rights, withdraw parental rights for them people. But I told her, I said, you know, your best is going to be you need to file some paperwork called you need to file ownership on the child's name. That way you own the product. You know, I know, well, what do you mean product? Well, that's what it is. All of us are products. When we were born, we're a product. Sounds crazy, doesn't it? But that's what it is. And then you get a birth certificate. Bill of lading, you know. And then,
George,
you know,
was
30 days.
You know,
well,
George,
he
was
rejected. Yeah, well, he was rejected.
Reject.
Yeah, nobody wanted to claim him, so he definitely needed to go to the state. Yeah. But anyway, right, but the point is they're trying to fuck this woman out of her daughter because they want to adopt the kid, you know. But now this private company is apparently in control of all this. So in order for her to see her daughter once a month, she has to pay these motherfuckers $105 a month to see little girl for 3 hours at the public library.
Well, you talk about extortion.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about child pornography. Let's talk about pimping out a child. This child's being pimped.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
oh, yeah.
That's what it is. The same thing?
Same thing.
You got to pay $100 for the use of the child.
Yeah.
See? That's it. And of course, it's because it's got to be supervised by the organization fucking people. You know? Well, who the fuck are you? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I don't know. Business ain't been around too long, so I'm gonna put the living fuck to these people. I just, you know, that's just straight up wrong, man. You know, I mean, they weren't abused to the kids, and all it was is that DCBS got called on them one time because they're drinking. The kids weren't no trouble, there weren't no harm, nothing like that. But social services called, and all of a sudden, you're a bad motherfucker because you know. So, but that's how it is anymore. That's the way it is. These motherfuckers, it's political. It all comes down to politics, just like every one of us. We're owned by these motherfuckers, man. You don't think so?
Hey, does
you don't
politics
think so?
Mean lies?
Pretty much.
So when you say politics, yeah, it's all lies, right? But when you say these politics are just politicking, basically you're saying they're just lying, right?
That's exactly all it is.
It's just a bunch of lies.
Well, ain't they?
Yeah.
Well, you can prove it. It's easy to prove, though, ain't it? You notice every motherfucker that runs for an office as well. I'm going to bring back more jobs. I'm going to cut taxes. What happens? Less jobs, higher taxes. Completely opposite.
Well, wait a minute. With one exception, there's always an exception to the rule. Trump did what he said. Okay? Now, the rest of them were a bunch of lying motherfuckers. Yeah, you did, absolutely.
Well, Trump
but
was a no-good motherfucker
Trump,
himself. But
well,
Trump
was
a no-good
motherfucker.
He was no-good motherfucker.
He was
no-good motherfucker.
He was the oddball. Okay, he was a new sheriff in town.
He was
okay.
a bad accident. Right.
Yeah, he was a bad accident.
Right.
But truthfully,
and, you
saying,
know, I, but I said even on my show, but I even said on my show, Gunslinger, I said the simple fact is I voted for Trump myself, and the simple thing was the reason why, because I'm voting for the lesser of the evils. You know, because the other one's remember who the other one was, don't you? You know?
Hillary Clinton.
Yeah,
well, look, what if
could you imagine if that woman got to be president of the United fucking States?
Oh, God, jeez. What did I say a gazillion times when I went to vote? Did you see God on the ballot? No, I didn't. So which one would be better, Comrade Clint, or Trump? Take your pick. Okay, at least Trump's not a goddamn communist. Okay? He's a businessman, yeah. He's made $1 billion, yeah. He took advantage of the tax system, yeah. But at least he knows how to run a business and make money. And what was the United States a business? And the United States was making money. Everybody had jobs.
Things were a lot more comfortable. They were. I give him that.
That's right.
But there again, he's into it for himself. He's also into it for himself at some point.
Well,
yeah, I remember, they're all liars. I understand.
Yeah,
right. I understand.
All
they're getting
right. But what did I say, too? 24 hours.
What did I say?
24 hours later, after Poopy Pants got in there, the whole thing went to shit to pay in a fucking handbasket.
Well, he had a fucking stack of fucking executive orders right next to him signing. Didn't you see that? I mean, he had a fucking stack of those motherfuckers. First one was cut that fucking pipeline. Get rid of that fucking pipeline. Fuck, you're fucking with my money.
That's right.
You know? I got friends overseas. I'm making money off of that. That's got to stop. You know?
Yeah, Biden is a straight. I mean, I can't believe that State of the Union thing that you just played. He was like, prices are going down. Eggs at Walmart is damn near $7 now.
Yeah.
Just last year it was like $1, $2. And these are not organic eggs. These are just the basic eggs. They were only $1 to $2. Well, what the hell? How can you come on TV and say that inflation is going down when egg prices are damn near $6, $7? Gas prices is still the same. We're reaching $5 pretty soon, or almost $4. We're going to be reaching $5 pretty soon. But
where are you at, brother? You're in New York, right?
I'm in New York.
Okay.
Yep,
right. Get the fuck out.
I don't know. How.
Get the fuck out.
Yeah. I'm waiting for the opportunity. This is what I'm waiting for. I'm waiting for the actual depression to come, where the housing market is going to crash at least 50%, like in 2008.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
as soon as that happens, I'm saving up money. I'm going to buy a house. So a house that would have cost $100,000 or $200,000, I'm waiting to buy it for $50,000 or $40,000.
Right.
That's what I'm waiting for. So I want this to happen. I'm sorry. I want this depression to happen. So let the Democrats fuck this all up. In fact, 2014, if we get another Democrat that's going to fuck up this whole economy and bring it down, I'm going to vote for them. I'm going to vote for the worst of the worst so that the economy can collapse. I'm sorry.
Listen, I'm with you. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm with you. Okay, because here's why. In 2008, when the housing market crashed in 2008, I fucking made some money. I made some fucking money. It was great because I have a habit. I have a bad habit. I don't smoke cigarettes anymore, which used to be my worst habit. But now I have a habit of going to auctions. Okay. I like going to auctions for some weird fucking reason. I don't know why I do, but I do. Let me tell you something. They were giving shit away at these auctions. I mean, giving it away. Okay. So with having what I own in the warehouse space that I have, and all this shit, I took advantage of it. I own the buildings. I own everything, okay? I'm not in debt on my property. I own it all outright. I don't owe a fucking dime to nobody except I pay tax a fucking year to the criminal cartel, communist cock eaters. But anyway, oh, God, I can tell you stories about that fucking shit too. But anyway, matter of fact, I'm paying taxes on a porch on one of my rental properties for the porch. I know, that sounds fucking retarded, doesn't it? But yeah. Yeah, and it's a
better be a big and good Porsche. God damn, shit.
It's a fucking Porsche in the house. Fuck, man, Jesus Christ! But they're charging me a separate tax just for that motherfucker. I'm like, it's attached to the building, the trailer. You know, so we're gonna move it out here on this other property I own, and I'm gonna put a block foundation there to take the fucking axe off, and they say, "Fuck you! It's no longer a mobile home, but yet, fuck you." But anyway. Lost my train of thought, but yeah, it's psychotic. But the point is, I'm with you on that. I want to see a collapse, and I've been preaching this since I got on the radio, since I started doing these podcasts. You know, back from Perry Steele show on. You know what I mean? When Perry Steele picked me to take a show over, it was crazy. Because one, I'm a white guy. You know, Perry's black, but he liked the way I talked. He liked the way I fucking presented myself and showed people what the fucking gospel was. You know, I had people question me. A lot of times people say, you're crazy, you're fucking full of shit, you know what you're saying. But when they looked up all these old things, I were telling them, oh, fuck, you're all right about this. And that's what I try to do, is I'm not the smartest man in the world. I don't claim that. You know what I mean? I don't. But the truth is the truth. And that's very simple. And I like to protect a few of these fucking rights we supposedly have. And one's freedom of speech. Freedom. I should be able to say what the fuck I want to say whenever, however I want to fucking say it. Period. You know? And that's the thing. That's, you know, it's like, you know, next thing you know, I'm surprised in the Constitution you have the right to fucking breathe. And I'm, you know what, I think we're taxed for oxygen. I think we are somewhere we're being charged for that too.
Well, hell, you know, you pay for air when you go put your foot air in your tire at the service station.
Yeah, I
you
think we got
air.
This discussion, my last show, we got on this discussion about taxes on everything. We did the average, I did the average everything, blah, blah, blah. How much they make per gallon, per gasoline, per gallon. But they're always saying they're hurting for money. You know, they're always hurting for money.
Yeah, man,
but I'm with you, bro. It's the thing, right, a crash, it's already here. The crash is already here. This is all artificial bullshit you're living under now. This is all artificial. But when the reality comes out of it, when they cannot sustain the lie no more, because you can't sustain a lie forever. You just can't do it. You know, you could try to. But it ain't going to work. But eventually it's going to come out. It's going to collapse. It's going to die up and die. Yep. Well, okay, take for like Canada. Canada, they collapsed already. They just fucking down the hole. They fucking went. Now, you know, their currency is all digital now. Canada, they don't have paper money no more. China either. China also is digital. No paper money. How you like that one? That's called full control. Full communist control of you.
Well, you know, speaking of Canada up there, you know, the restaurant we like to go to, Golden Krill over here in Arlington, we met a couple over there that was from Canada. And we got to talking and said, this is the reason that we left Canada. It's fucked. It's gone. Bye-bye.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
These people are no Canadians. They were born and bred in fucking Canada. And that's it. Mm-hmm. We left.
Yep.
Nope.
Yep.
You think it's bad here. Canada is fucked. I mean, without Vaseline, with fucking super sandpaper. Okay? They're fucked.
Mm-hmm.
To this date. Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is older company.
It's happening here, though. But it's happening here,
well,
too.
It's happening. Yes. Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, but like I was saying about the auction thing, man, they were giving houses away. They were giving away their shit. People were losing shit left and fucking right. I mean, the auction list, I could go to 10 auctions a day. Generally, auctions are usually on the weekends. No, fuck no, not during that crash, man. It was bad. It was very bad, you know. People were losing everything.
Let me ask you, am I wrong to – because I think that when this crash comes and I want this, is it wrong for me to plan for this? Because I think it's going to be a transfer of wealth coming. Once the depression comes and the $100,000 houses goes down to $20,000 houses, drops to $20,000, it's our chance to buy up. It's our chance to take the wealth now,
But that's going to depend. If the value of the dollar is gone, you have nothing either. You know? You get me?
Yeah. Is a dollar in New York City or
the stock of gold? Yeah, gold and silver, you know, that'd be the only way anything tangible for money goes.
Is a caller in New York City or New York State?
I'm in upstate New York.
Upstate New York.
Yeah. Yeah, it's terrible here, Chip. I know New York is bad, but upstate New York is probably, I think if you look up worst places to live in New York, it's there's places in upstate New York will come up, like Rochester, yeah. Buffalo area, Niagara Falls.
Damn. Right. I thought it was New York City. Jeez, from what I've heard.
Yeah, New York City is even worse yet. Yeah, New York City.
I'm trying to
really
go
fucked.
Back to Texas. My goal is to move to Dallas, Texas. Yeah, Irving
right.
area. I want to. Yeah. I used to live in Dallas by Irving. Irving. You know, do you guys know that area? Irving, Texas?
I'm a native Texan. I'm born and bred here, right outside of Dallas. Now I'm 49, okay. 59 years old. So, yeah, I know exactly where it is. Irving? Yeah.
But it ain't doing much better than anywhere else, though. I mean, Dallas is fucked up anyway.
Yeah, Dallas.
Last time I played Dallas, Texas was like fucking 8-9 years ago, and it was fucked up then.
It's not as bad as New York. I mean,
any city
in Dallas. I mean, any city in Texas is not as bad as New York, Chicago, L.A.
No.
Okay,
right.
All them
St. Louis,
libtards.
St. Louis.
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy. I seen a video on YouTube just happened just a couple of days in New York City. This cop, this off-duty cop, was walking to work, full uniform, gun, everything, and this guy with two machetes come out there and starts running after him. And he comes down there, draws his gun down there, and shoots him right in the fucking street. Because he's coming after him with two big old long fucking knives.
Well,
I said, are you kidding? Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Now, you talk
that
about blood
about
in the
right.
street now.
Well, if they let everybody legally carry a gun, then we wouldn't have to worry about crime at all, would we?
Nope.
You know, that's the way it used to be, too. That's the way it used to be.
It is.
Crime was nothing near like it is today, back in the old days, when people could carry guns.
No offense to New York up there, but Ron's in Missouri, we have open carry. In Texas, we have open carry, constitutional
right.
carry.
Right.
So ground's going down here. We're going almost
right.
bottom.
Okay. Yeah.
That was bad.
I have a shotgun. I'm applying for a pistol. But at the same time, I have to tell you guys, I don't want everyone to have a gun. I think that there should be a test to make sure that people are sane and legally, mentally stable to have a gun. I don't want the drug dealers down the street to have a gun. I don't want children that are 16-year-old that are pissed in school because of bully to be able to go to Walmart and buy a gun. I think that there should be tests to make sure that people are legally sane enough to get
well,
a gun. Does that make sense?
I'm with you on that in a point, but here's the deal, though. You could be perfectly sane, motherfucker, and snap any given time. You know what I mean?
True.
You never fucking
but
know.
There's already,
you just never
remember,
know.
Remember, there are already laws on the books right now. In most states, you have to be 21 years of age to buy a handgun. You can't walk out that fucking store unless you're 21 years old. Okay?
Right.
And like Ron said, I mean, these idiots could snap. Okay? I mean, the criminals are not going to go through the next background check. They're not going to do that. They're not going to go and apply to your gun store or to your police department to get a concealed carry. I know I had a concealed carry since 95, okay? They're not going to do it. Put you through the ringer, and you're not the criminal, but they're going to let these cocksuckers fucking loose and carry anything they want. AK-47,
you just explained the whole topic of the show between being honest and being bullshitted. That's what it's, okay? The ones that go through everything to do. I mean, I did a gun safety course. I did all that Mickey Mouse shit for no fucking reason. You know, but the fact is the criminal doesn't care. The criminal doesn't have to care. It doesn't matter. It's not required by him to fucking take the test. It ain't required for him to get trained. You know what I mean? And he ain't going to get in trouble until he gets caught with the motherfucker. You know what I mean? You think the motherfuckers have guns in this country a lot more than there is fucking people that are upright.
But it was required of me when I went to get the permission from Daddy, that's the state. Yeah. I had to take the course. I had to go out there and qualify on the range.
Right.
And all this bullshit.
Right. Right.
FBI check, background check, the whole fucking goddamn 9 yards. Fingerprinted, the whole fucking 9 yards. You think these cocksucking criminals
DNA.
Do that?
DNA. Yeah.
Yeah.
Surprising it swapped your asshole, too, just to make sure.
I'm surprised you didn't want me to jack off in a goddamn test tube. Say you want me to want the DNA?
Exactly. Because the kid that comes up with his DNA, we know it came from you and it came from that product. You're, you know, that manufacturing
that's
sector.
It.
You know, we didn't talk about it.
Yeah, that's right there.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, when I wrote that shit about fucking human farming, you know, I scared a lot of people. A lot of people criticized my writing and when I published, and I just said, hey, man, it is what it is, human farm. Your cattle, your livestock, you're only used to generate. That's what you're for. And I explained to it in so many different avenues of how it works, you know. Why do they want people? Why do we have so many people in prison per capita in this country? For slavery. Slavery. The age they want is 18 to 35. Perfect age to be manufacturing a worker and motherfucker for 2 cents an hour. Which they don't even have to give them that. You know, they just give them that little bit of money just to be able to fucking sell and buy a toothbrush and shit like that, you know. Because they sure don't, they want to make a profit. So they're making profit off the people they lock up. You know, it's like going to jail. Shit. Going to county jail. Fuck. Just get a little packet of coffee, you're talking $3. You know what I mean? Make one or two cups. That's it. Then if you want to buy phone time, it's like $5 a minute. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So
collect. Collect.
You can't. No, it ain't collect. No, no. You buy these phone cards now. You can buy these phone cards.
If you own fines,
these motherfuckers, or child support or anything like that, and you're sitting in a county jail, and you owe child support or fines or whatever, if anybody drops you off a $20 bill, $100 bill on your books, they automatically deduct it before you even see it.
Yeah.
Ain't that a bitch.
Damn.
Yeah. That's how bad it is, man. It ain't what you think it is anymore. These vendors, that's what it is now. These motherfuckers, there are vendors that are allowed to come in these jails. Anyone who one of the biggest major contributors of vending is in the fucking county jails, in the jail systems, you'll never guess. You'll never believe it if I tell you. You
it's
give up?
State.
You know,
I
don't want to beat the – I just have to say this one last time. Like, imagine if buying a gun was $5 and you could go to the gas station and buy a gun for $5. Like, let's say they bring back the pea shooters or Saturday Night Specials, you know,
and
they sold them for $5. That's basically the price that they were when they were around before the Democrats got rid of them. But let's say they bring them back and you could get a pea shooter for $5 at the gas station. Anyone can buy it.
Right.
You don't think the world would be a more dangerous place?
No.
No.
Not at all.
No.
No, really? Okay.
Really?
No, I
really.
Don't know. I have lived in bad areas, and I got to tell you, I know criminals can get guns, but I think it's difficult for them to get illegal guns. But for it to be that easy to get, I'm scared as hell to know that a criminal would be able to get a gun.
They have a criminal has easier access to get a weapon than a straight up guy does. I'm serious.
Because they steal it. They steal it.
They can either steal them or they can fucking find them on the black market. You know, it's not a big deal. It's really not. People sell guns all the time. And, you know, that's the whole thing. Say granddad left you a big gun collection, okay, and you decide to sell it. You don't have to do the check. You don't have to sell these guns with no fucking laws. You just sell it outright. I know auction dealers that sell guns right out of the auction. There's no fucking check or nothing about you.
They sell
them right out to you. Right.
Exactly.
So you can buy them through that. You know, I went to auctions. I've seen AR-15s go up for auction. I've seen shotguns, long high-powered rifles, pistols, you name it, you know.
What's so crazy about it? I've been to gun shows. I've been to hundreds of gun shows, and there's always a big booth over there that are private gun sales. And the first time I went in there, I said, wait a minute, I've got to get a background check. If I want to go over here and buy this 357 Magnum right here, I got to get a background check. I got to have fingerprinted. I got to wait three or five days, whatever it was. But I go over here and buy the same damn gun, gun, and walk.
No questions asked. Right. That's right. Yep. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So there's so many different avenues to buy a gun. And that's the thing. The thing is, there's people that actually goes and buys guns and turns around and sells them to the criminal element.
Oh, yeah. They do. Hell yeah.
Names out in Bible. Yeah.
these crooked cops that said that they get all these guns off the street. Where do you think? Mm-hmm. What do you think they do with them? They turn around and sell them back to the fucking idiots.
Exactly.
It's a money making deal.
Exactly.
Fuck.
Yeah, that's it's fucked up. But I see what you're saying. You would think without guns we'd be a safe area. No, go back in history. When people used to carry guns, there was not as much crime. Because one thing in a fucker's mind is everybody carries a gun. I'm not going to do something stupid to fuck with that guy because I could get shot. You see what I mean?
What the deal on that was, especially here in Texas, the concealed carry license went into effect in 1995. I was one of the first ones in Dallas to get it. It cost me $400 at the time.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And Democrats, they said, oh, my God, there's going to be blood in the street. It's going to be the shootout at the OK Corral again.
Right.
Guess what? Didn't happen.
Never happened. Right.
Almost two years ago now, constitutional carry was passed in Texas. Same argument. Right. Oh, my God, there's going to be blood in the streets of Texas. Did it happen? Not a fucking
And you
thing.
Think about it. You know, think about how many people have been saved because of that.
Oh, fuck yeah. They don't talk about it.
Somewhere and try to hurt people with a gun. Like that one guy just got shot. Was that restaurant? They emptied that fucking gun in that motherfucker. Right, but that guy had a toy gun, but it didn't look like a toy gun.
Yeah,
you can't tell. How are you supposed to tell? Right. So, you know.
Now think about that in New York State or even New York City for that matter. Remember when Mike Peters told us about all the shit and the hoops and the shit.
Well, I think New York State's a different country inside of a state, I think.
It is.
Yeah.
And if a guy like that would have done something like that in New York, he would be looking at prison time for the rest of his fucking life. Down here,
mm-hmm.
we give
mm-hmm.
him a fucking reward for it. Give
mm-hmm.
that man a reward.
Right. I mean, guns are not the same thing anyway. And first off, if people don't realize they're not a fucking toy. The guns ain't a fucking toy anyway.
No,
you know, it's right. And I mean, it ain't the gun that does it. It's the motherfucker with it. You know, that's why I look at
first,
it. But, you know.
Yeah.
Right.
Me too.
But the thing is, if all guns were gone, would we be better off? Not really. No, not really.
No.
It's like, okay,
no.
England. England, Australia, they got rid of guns. All guns are gone. England, Australia. Nobody has a gun, right?
Look what happened there.
The murder rate is even higher. The murder rate's actually higher now.
It went through the roof.
More motherfuckers are getting stabbed and gutted.
I don't think that we shouldn't have guns, but I definitely think that the people that have guns should be capable of owning a gun. I mean, like, I think that there should be a mental check on the majority of people to make sure
Right. Right. I'm with you.
Yeah, I don't think everyone should have it. There's just too many psychotic people in today's society with mental depression, mental problems. I don't want those people having guns. And I don't want these young kids that are listening to this rap music for the first time and hearing all this violence, thinking it's cool, and then going buying a gun. And it's just, you know, they get bullied in school. And instead of fist fighting it out, they take a gun and kill each other, which is what is going to happen 100%.
Dude, I've been in the music business for over 40 fucking years, okay? I'm a drummer, okay? I play with some of the biggest names in the business. But check this out. Music, a lot of the rap music and everything, even some of the heavy metal, the whole idea of that is destruction. And the problem is now we came up with not just the music. We also came up with the movies. We came up with the video games. Once the video games came up, that's what triggered the children to really fucking want to buy a gun. Because what happened, they've lost the concept of reality. You get it? They don't live in reality anymore. They live in that game world. They live in the other
fantasy
world. They don't.
Fantasy
right, their brains
world.
Are not right. Their brains are designed to absorb all this shit from birth.
Yep.
That's like you know what the major addiction is in this country? More addiction to people is more addicted to any other thing besides any type of drugs. You know what the actual biggest addiction is? What people are addicted to?
Cell phones.
No. No.
Video games.
Uh-huh.
Cell phones.
No, it is, but no, that's not it. That's not the biggest one. It's going to blow your mind when I tell you what this is. So neither one of you guys can come up with what I'm saying. Hey, Mike showed up.
TV.
Anyway.
Media, TV. TV,
uh-uh.
Media.
Uh-uh. Well, it brainwashed us. That's what they said. TV brainwashed. Television is going to turn us all into fucking zombies, and it did. But anyway, really, the biggest addicted drug that people are addicted to is sugar. Sounds crazy, doesn't it? Sugar. Just sugar. And, you know, like I said, when I was a little kid, our neighbor worked for Bunny Bread, and they made the buns for McDonald's, right? Well, anyway, when I was a little kid, he took me there, showed me the factory. He had to go. He was a serviceman. He took me there, and he, I guess he had no power to fucking take a little kid to a big factory like that. But he took me through, and I remember the buns. I remember the ovens. I remember seeing all the how it all worked. It's neat as fuck. Well, anyway, there's a Big Mac bun. It came and had a, like a burnt rice spot on top of the bun, which it'll go to, okay, that's what happens. They separate it. And anyway, he grabbed out of that bun. It was still hot and, you know, warm, you know, and he goes, here, eat that. It tastes like a pancake. So I did. I remember eating that bun. It tasted just like a fucking pancake when it was warm. Okay. So I never understood the concept, why that is, you know, why the fuck does that bun taste like a pancake? You know, why it's got a sweet taste to it? Well, once it is cooked, what the fuck is going on? Oh, shit. Hang on a sec. Once it is cooked and it cools down, you don't taste that sweetness no more to it. They don't have that sweet taste no more, right? Well, anyway, McDonald's, what they do is they put sugar in these buns to make you crave it. You will crave it because of the fucking sugar in them buns. That's what keeps you coming back, believe it or not. You know, when I was in college, I got in this debate with some people. No, there ain't no fucking way, man, blah, 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 blah. Because McDonald's does not show you what's put in the mix of that fucking bun, how it's made, you know, flour, yeast, and all that shit, or the sugar. Well, anyway, so I finally told these motherfuckers, I said, well, here's the deal. Let's go to McDonald's, tell them we want a Big Mac bun, we'll pay for the Big Mac, we don't know nothing, we just want the bun. Don't want it toasted, leave it alone, just whatever, okay? So they sold us a bun. So we popped in the microwave, about 3 or 4 seconds, I had to eat this motherfucker. When they bit into it, it tastes just like a fucking pancake. Sweet. Get it? It's sweet. Sugar's added to more shit to get you jacked up on it than anything. Okay?
Yep.
Now, sugar is technically very fucking bad for you. Sugar is not a good thing to fucking have at all in your body.
Processed sugar.
Yeah, yep. Processed sugar. Right. Exactly. Right. But it's used on everything. Everything. Anything. You know, why are so many fat motherfuckers walking around here? Well, you eat enough McDonald's food, you eat enough processed food, which we do. And the poor people especially get attacked by this because most of the cheap shit has got tons of sugar in it. And they can't afford to buy anything quality. You know, I learned my lesson. My parents taught me, well, my adopted parents, but, you know, they wasn't really my adopted parents. But, and there were some people I met in my 30s, and they kind of took me as a family, you know, kid. But anyway, they taught me. They were really, you know, they lived in healthy living. And, they told me never go in the center of the store, go around the ring of it. On the inside, go around to your produce, come out to the meat, dairy, and walk the fuck out. Don't go through the middle of that motherfucker for nothing. Because you figure, like, frozen pizzas, frozen food of any kind, anything in a box, anything in a bag is processed. And you look at anything, all of them have high fructose, corn syrup, or any type of sugar in it. It's there. It's just all fucking there, you know? And Little Debbie's, like Little Debbie snack cakes, they're fucking cheap. They're cheap as a motherfucker, you know what I mean? So, you know, didn't if you get the marijuana munchies, you're gonna grab some Little Debbie, you know. And then
didn't I say a bunch of times that's why they lay the stores out where all the milk products and all the cold products and stuff are at the very back of the fucking store. Go look in there.
I brought that up from an advertising buddy. He asked me, why do you think milk's in the back of the store? So you have to look through all this shit before you get to it. Right.
Before you get to the milk, you look at all this shit in the main aisle and everything and said, I need this. And before you come out with a whole basket full of bullshit you don't even need.
It's called impulsive buying. Impulsive, yep.
Impulsive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Right.
But they lay the store out on purpose because.
Yeah, it's set up that way. Exactly. That's why there's toys and shit by the checkout.
Yep.
You know, so the child will throw a fit and you're going to buy it to shut the motherfucker up.
Yep.
You know, but you don't see that much
candy bar.
The self-checkout. Yeah, the self-checkout shit is fucking that up, you know.
Yeah.
Right.
But, yeah.
At least they've got candy bars and self-checkout. They got candy bars and gum and toys.
Oh, they're close. Fuck yeah, they're close to Slim Jim's, all that shit. Yeah, they're close.
Yeah.
And what kills me, the price of a fucking 20-ounce soda today You see the price of a 20-ounce soda? I can imagine what it is up in New York. What does it cost for about a 20-ounce bottle of soda? 16-ounce, whatever. What is the price of it up there?
You know, I don't drink soda. I haven't drank a soda in so long.
You
don't?
Right,
I can't,
man. Right on. God bless you. God bless you. Fucking right on.
I drink a lot of
I don't
water. Flavored water and stuff.
Yeah, but I have a food
somewhere bin in the range of 5 to 10.
Yeah, fuck, that's crazy, ain't it? Crazy. You know how many gram sugars in a can of soda?
Right.
Yeah, it is. Man, that's psychotic.
And that's
so I'm gonna
my,
trailer.
Look,
what's that, Mike?
A couple of our stores here that when you walk into the store, what's the first thing you see? Even before you get past the registers, the first thing you see is the bread line, the bread aisle. You know?
Yes, right.
All the bread.
Right,
the
right,
buns,
right.
The hot dog buns, the hamburger
right.
buns, the bread.
Right.
Everything.
Right. Right.
The first thing they want you to see is the bread.
Yeah.
In these particular schools.
Right.
Know? So,
exactly.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, everything's set.
You know,
it's designed. It's engineered for this shit. Like I said, a buddy of mine, he was in a Fortune 500 advertising firm. This guy was famous. He was a famous advertiser, you know. I mean, he's the guy that fucking wrote the mottos and did the commercials for Toyota and, like, Yellow Pages, Let Your Fingers Do the Walking. That was his fucking deal. Toyota was I Love What You Do For Me Toyota and all the commercials and Jaguar and all. I mean, tons of them. I mean, this guy did a bunch of commercials. He was great. But that we used to have long conversations about it. It was crazy. He did all the artwork on my trucks, all my trucks and shit, you know. And it's amazing. Well, he didn't do the actual work, but he went and set it up, and you know, the graphics and all that shit, and had a people do it. But anyway, but my advertising on my trucks is fucking. It'd jump out and get you. I mean, just jump out and fucking get you. It was fucking great, man. I loved it. They all look like NASCAR.
Yeah.
The NASCAR look, you know, it's like the tire company, my truck, my main truck, it had all the stickers on it. I'm like Goodyear, Pirelli, Michelin, you know, BF Goodrich, you know, Snap-on, fucking Craftsman, you know, all kinds of Monroe. And just, I mean, numerous, you know, different, you know, things on it. And of course the striping, the custom striping, all that. And it's pretty fucking badass looking truck. And it, you know, it's pretty awesome. Then I have a little Ford Explorer, which was done too, like a NASCAR thing. It had the bar light on top and all that shit. It was cool. But anyway, he's gone.
Yeah.
But, you know, but the thing is, he taught me, man, in advertising, how to keep myself from spending money. You know, and that was the one thing that about that fucking milk in the back of the goddamn store, man. He was right. That's back there for a reason.
You know,
because you're the two things most common people go to the store for is bread and milk, right? So.
Yep.
Yeah, right. You get the bread first, you see it right there, and you get to go look at all the kinds there is, and then you select whatever you want. But then you're going to need the milk. So you got to walk through the rest of the store, the other end, to get that fucking milk. You see what I mean? One's on each end of the fucking store. So if you go to one end, you still have to go to the other. It doesn't matter. You know? So
right.
It's crazy.
This neighborhood that I live in, before it was a neighborhood, it was a sugarcane field.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And the places around it were sugarcane fields. So when we were growing up, we would, you know, go and play in sugarcane fields and stuff like that. And after we play in the sugarcane fields, we cut a couple of stalks down and crank them open and suck the juice out of them.
Right.
You know. Now, granted, the sugarcane juice we were getting was unprocessed.
Right.
So, you know.
Yeah, that's before they fucked it up.
It was, right.
Right. It's not refined yet.
No.
It was natural sugar.
It was not
right. Natural. Right.
Natural.
Right. Exactly.
Yep. Yeah. And we would crank it open and suck them down, and we didn't think anything about it, and we probably shouldn't have because,
right,
like they said, it's unprocessed.
Right, it ain't right. Exactly. Right. If I just pull another caller in Texas, so hang on, Mike. Go ahead, man. Real quick.
Those,
Mike, you're walking on this guy. Michael, You're walking on this dude. He was like, Mike.
It's okay.
Shut up. Mike's good at that shit. He'll start talking about on people, and he does that shit. We know. We still love you, Mike.
So the counter against sugar, to beat this whole sugar thing, is to eat more fat. I know this sounds weird.
Yes,
but you
absolutely.
To stop the craving of fat, of sugar.
Sugar.
Because it's to eat more fat, but good fats. Good
right.
fats will be animal fats, olive
right.
oil, butter, not margarine, butter.
Right. right.
And
right.
Olive
right.
oil.
Do you know the chemical compound of margarine is? What it classifies as?
No. What is that?
Margarine? It's artificial, right? It's technically.
Yes,
considered a plastic. Ain't that some shit?
What?
It's a plastic. Plastic's made out of oil. Yeah.
Oh.
A lot of people don't know that. I said, you know what? That fucking that margarine you're using, you know, I can't believe it's not butter. It ain't. Trust me. But the thing is, that fucking shit you're smearing on that bread is the same as the bucket it's fucking in.
Damn.
It's true. Look it up. It is. It's a plastic, you know.
Huh.
I mean,
that
and then,
is
you
crazy.
Know, obviously, it is crazy. You know, that's like, you know, when they came out with the burn ban in cigarettes, you know, a lot of people thought I was crazy to you about that. But I said, well, it's called acetate copolymer. Fuck is that, Ron? Well, because I'm into physics, okay? I'm into physics and shit. But anyway, the compound comes out to be, it's, we couldn't get any information because I went and researched to try to find this, but it never stated it was acetate copolymer. But we couldn't get the information from the tobacco industry or anybody, because the tubes for cigarettes are made in China, okay? They're not made here. So whatever brand of cigarette you smoke, that tube you're smoking into it is from China. Anyway, Obama forced this. Obama made this mandatory in manufacturing cigarettes that they put these burn rings in to stop house fires, supposedly. That's what he thought, by extinguishing the flame. But it didn't work out. It was actually more house fires now because of them rings. Because a cherry can actually just fall off the cigarette without fucking help because of the ring, right? Anyway, people, I've noticed that there's more people on a rate winding up with COPD and, you know, sleep apnea and all these other fucking problems, right? So I'm trying to coincide these two together. And come to find out, when I found out the actual chemical compound, I found out through 3M, through a connection through 3M, which they make adhesive. They make tape. They make glue. They make all kinds of shit like that, sticky shit, right? And I found out from one of their techs or chemists told me that it's called acetate copolymer. And he goes, have you ever seen carpet in a boat? Like a bass boat has, you know, that artificial carpet in it and shit, you know, a boat. I said, yeah. He goes, well, that glue that sticks that down is acetate copolymer. It's the same thing they're putting in them cigarettes. And I said, okay. I said, well, what is the melting point? He goes, well, the melting point on that is 127 degrees. Okay. So that tells you we liquefy at 127 degrees. It'll turn into fucking liquid, right? But here's the problem. Cigarettes burn at 365 degrees Fahrenheit. Okay. So here's what's happening. When you're smoking that cigarette, you suck through that burn thing, which people said they tasted oil in their mouth and all this shit, their funny fucked up taste from it, all this stuff like that. Well, what happens, even though you have a filter, don't mean shit, once you suck that down into your bronchial tubes, which are or bags, and they're like, it's like hair. It's like real fine hairs. They flow, you know, they just flow. And that's how they pick up the oxygen and all that shit for you, okay? Well, what happens is this shit, when it goes into the lungs, it sticks to them follicles of air, and it blocks them off, so they cannot absorb oxygen. So what happens? COPD, lack of oxygen, right? And emphysema and all kinds of shit. Now, if you keep on smoking them for a long period of time, say about, I think it's in 6 to 7 years, it's more likely that you're going to wind up like emphysema and it's not curable. There's no way out of it. So here's what happens. The lung air companies like Lincare and all these, you know, oxygen supply companies make a fucking fortune. I mean a fortune off these motherfuckers. So, you know, that's what the deal was. So, you know, it's like my wife smokes. She still smokes today, but she don't smoke, she don't smoke tailor-made cigarettes, we call them. You know, she rolls her own shit. You know, she's got a machine, does her own thing. And those tubes she gets don't have the shit in them, you know. But I'm really on her ass to quit smoking, but she fucking don't listen to me. But I ain't smoked a cigarette. Well, February the 22nd would be my 8th year I've not smoked. I went that far, 8 years. I feel great. I do. I feel great. But I didn't smoke. I didn't smoke here. Yeah. I didn't smoke the bullshit either. Because that's when I actually was quitting when they first came out with that bullshit. But that's what it was. And, you know, they do things to us that you don't know they do it. The government actually makes them do this shit to some way make money. It always seems we make money.
Money.
It is. It's all about that. It's not about the people anymore. We have lost the republic that we used to have. We had a republic that people believed in us. We all believed in caring for each other anymore. Now we care. We don't give a fuck less about our neighbor or anybody else. I know motherfucker told me he lived next to the same guy for 15 fucking years and never said hi to him. Ain't that something? 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
People are not sociable much of it. Most people you see now, when you go to a store, people seem like they got a fucking attitude problem. Yeah, they do. They seem like they're mad about something. They all do look like they're fucking mad. And they probably are. They're frustrated from what's going on around in the world. But they don't know the reason.
Georgie
Porgy.
Well,
there's an example. Well, he doesn't matter to him. He's just fucked up the way he is.
He's a retard.
Yeah. Right. So, but this way is. But I'm telling you, you go like Walmart, Kmart, whatever. Well, you know, Kmart's thing. But anyway, you know what I'm saying. You go to any fucking store, grocery store, what have you, convenience store. Even the fucking checkers seem like they're fucking mad at the world. You know what I mean? You know, and I go and cracking jokes and all kinds of shit. And, you know. No wonder people shoot each other. You know what I mean? Really?
Right.
When my dad, before
he got sick and stuff, he'd go to the store, and it's usually a 30, 45 minute deal, but he'd be gone a couple of hours because he'd see somebody he know in the store and stop and talk to that guy, and then he talked to the little girl who was a checker who maybe he had might have had as a student at the local high school, you know, and or the mother of the girl or whatever, and this, that, and the other. And that's exactly what you was talking about. He'd go around and purposely look for people to talk to. Now, granted, a neighbor of mine have said that, well, my mom is kind of a high-maintenance person and all this stuff and this, that, and the other, and maybe he wanted to get away, and that was his way to get away from her, but that's neither here nor there. The point is he'd go to the stores, and he looked for people to talk to, you know? He was that type of guy before he got sick, of course. You know?
Well, I try every reason I can to get away from my wife, too, Mike. That's nothing new. You know? I have two houses on the same property. You know, two houses, three campers, and fuck, you know, what else do you want? You know what I mean? Plus, I own other property, other houses. I mean, just that's the way it is. I stay in my house. I live in the mansion, just in the fucking other house. You know, so.
Yeah.
That's why.
You know, but anyway,
I mean, it's not a mansion. I'm fucking with you, but you know, the better houses.
Yeah. Well, yeah. But that's the thing. You know, you get. I'm going to go back to what I've heard about the Coca-Cola, right? You know, Coca-Cola here and Coca-Cola, let's say, down in Mexico and Central America and stuff, is totally two totally different animals.
I think it is.
Yeah, I think the Coca-Cola down there is made with sugar. And so when these illegals come across here and they want Coke, they weren't drinking the Coke here, you know, and Coca-Cola knew it. They had to change back to some sort of sugar thing to where it's not the aspartame or whatever it is that is in.
Well, you can buy Mexican
sweetener.
Coke here. You can buy it here at Walmart.
Yeah, Walmart.
Yeah, sure can.
Yeah.
They got a little Spanish section for Walmart. They do have a extra row of shit just for Spanish people. Have all kinds of different kinds of soda, you know, and what there was, you know.
Yep. But yeah, that's the thing. I mean, look, the thing is you look at the you were talking about ads earlier, right, Ryan? And how
right.
things the biggest ad guy, the most famous ad guy was this guy named Edward Bernays back in the early 1900s. And what he did is it was all about a couple things, getting women to drink alcohol and smoke, and two, selling things like eggs and bacon and stuff like that.
Right.
And that's where the whole, you got to have a big breakfast, you know. Eggs and toast and bacon and juice and all this shit, you know.
Right.
And that was before they, quote, know that the, quote, eggs were bad for you, then good for you, then bad for you, then good for you, and all this shit. But this guy, this Edward Bernays guy, got people to start eating these breakfasts, big breakfasts and all that stuff. And also, you know, wanted to start selling, you know, alcohol to women and have women start smoking. Well, that's another thing that this guy did, you know, way back when.
Mm-hmm.
Found a way to, you know, when you advertise to women, you have a nice looking woman, you know, with a flask tied to her hip, you know, her thigh,
uh-huh.
you know, or
uh-huh.
you know, that type of thing.
Oh, Lord.
You have a woman in a
right.
magazine, you know, with
okay.
a cigarette.
Well, but the best one, the best woman I've ever seen looking like that's Kat. She's in this real tight bathing suit and, you know, wearing this, the sash and, oh, my. God damn.
Back in
that
the
makes
day,
me...
baby. Back in the day.
And a whip. And a whip. Don't forget that damn whip.
That's yeah. right. Fucking right. A whip
damn
and
right.
a cat of nine tails. There you go.
Y'all are just always talking about margarine and Coke and sugar and all kinds
mm-hmm.
of whatever. Y'all just don't know how to hold it together when I'm not on your day.
That's we're lost. We're lost about you, Kat.
Lost. You know what Coca-Cola did down? They used to sell. You could buy a case of Mexican Cokes, right? 24
right.
bottles. And
right.
they are all disposable. They don't recycle. It says right on there, do not recycle. And so
right.
you just throw the bottles away, you know,
right.
which I don't understand. But anyway,
right.
so they used to be about $22, $23 for a case at Costco.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't do that anymore. Now you can buy a case, but you have to buy there's an orange drink and like a Sprite mixed in with it. So
right.
I think you get 12 Cokes. It's now, for that case now, it's $35.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
but
my gosh. And we don't even drink those other drinks. So we have to buy the 4-pack of Cokes at our regular grocery stores. And there it's $7 and something for 4
yeah.
of those.
The soda has gone up dramatically.
Mexican Coke.
Yeah.
But
soda itself has went up
so
high
so much
spot.
Better.
Right.
What?
The soda itself has went up dramatically itself, the price of soda. I was at
yeah.
Walmart the other day. We went there to get dog feed and stuff. And anyway, I was looking at little soda things they had by the end, by the registers and shit, those little coolers. But anyway, it was a 20-ounce bottle of Coke. It was $2.49 fucking cents.
Yeah, they used to get them for 99 cents.
Well,
right,
you look
at the price of a candy bar at the checkout.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah. Yeah.
I used to buy my kids a candy bar. If you be good, I'll buy you a candy bar at the checkout when we leave.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, 50 cents. Now they're,
mm-hmm.
it's over
mm-hmm.
$1 for a little candy bar.
Well, $2 or $3. Mm-hmm. I've seen it.
I don't know.
Bucks.
You know, my husband does most of the grocery shopping, and
mm-hmm.
then I just write up an order, and he goes and picks it up now because...
Well, that's nice, man.
It's depressing.
Can't beat that.
Right?
It is.
Yeah.
Well, that's not good if you're depressed about it. But, I mean, but the thing is, going to the grocery store anymore, it's gotten psychotic. I mean, I went to my local grocery store
yeah.
just a couple weeks back, and the fucking head of lettuce was $5.99. And I looked at
what?
The dude there, $5.99 a head for lettuce.
What?
For a head of fucking lettuce, yeah. So I looked at the dude. The dude was working in there in the produce section. I said, really? He goes, yeah. He goes, you got any hogs? And I said, well, no, not right at the moment. And he goes, well, we're going to start charging you if you want this rotted shit for slopping your hogs. Ain't that a bitch? They used to give it away. But he said most of that lettuce that's sitting in there in that bin will be fucking rotted. It will never make it, you know. And they try to jack that shit up as much as they can to get as much shelf life out as they can get. But at $5.99 a head, and I did see one guy buy two heads of that shit. You're talking $12 for two heads of lettuce, man. Fuck, you know. And that's why we, you know, we all had a meeting here at the farm, you know, last week. And I said, man, we got to get our shit together this year. We got to seriously grow a lot of shit, you know. I'm thinking about building another greenhouse, you know, add on to the greenhouse I got, make it bigger, badder, and better, you know. And since recreational marijuana is out, I'm going to start growing the fuck out of it, too. I ain't fucking around, man. Yeah. We've already got barrels starting, you know, we got barrels cutting, too. We're going to do all kinds of shit. I mean, look at the price of tomatoes. Yeah. Look at the price of fucking tomatoes, man. Jesus
man,
Christ.
Barrels you've got, I wish I had about, you know, six of those barrels, cut them in half, and have, I could put them in my backyard.
Hell of a raised garden, man. They make a hell of a raised garden. Easy to maintain them. Easy, you know. And I got an irrigation system. I bought new irrigation, but I mean for self-watering and all that shit. But yeah, I mean, cucumbers are $1
a
piece
now.
Do
you know how to keep those? Do you know how to keep those barrels from rusting and putting a garden in them? Let me tell you how. Just line them with that landscaping fabric. But buy the good quality, buy the thicker landscaping fabric at Home Depot.
Right.
It comes in a big roll. It used to be like $70 for a big roll. I don't know how much it is now. But you line it with that. It's not going to rust. And just drill your holes in the bottom, you know, so it'll have a place to drain. And when you plant in it, put some little bit of gravel in the bottom, and then on top of that gravel, put a bunch of old wood because that will absorb water and hold it. And then just put your mulch and your soil in there. And shoot, you could plant a lot of stuff.
Yeah, well, generally,
you a couple of those barrels.
Anytime I try to sell him any object like that, it never makes it. But anyway, matter of fact, I got a tank. I got a 100-pound propane cylinder, brand new, that's sitting out in my garage right now that I tried to send a gunslinger twice.
It's
supposed to be free shipping, and one time I paid for shipping, and it went there and came back twice. Like, fuck it. So I send people some money here, but here's some money. Please that way. I don't know what the fucking. I guess something to do with propane tanks. I have no idea what the fuck the deal was. But anyway, we generally how we do it, Kat, the barrels themselves, the ones that we already got done that we did last year, these barrels, they had almond paste in them. Okay, they're food grade. And they have like a liner. They have a special liner in them. So we don't actually put nothing in the barrel. But we do put gravel in the bottom because the holes are in the bottom, right? We put 1-inch gravel about maybe 4 inches up, not much, 4-inch gravel on the bottom. And then we take wood mulch that we chew up out here in our own chipper, you know, and we put that in the bottom layer of that about 1 inch or 2. And the rest, that's actual, this topsoil that goes in there, comes off out of the pasture where we had the mule pens, where our mules were kept, all that manure and shit under that ground. So we let it sit over the years to mature so we cut the top off and we take everything in the bottom up and that's all the good soil and then fill the barrels up. Now this year we're going to probably have, I think we're going to do about, we'll have about 40 barrels out, 40, you know, we'll have 20 barrels cut in half and we'll have 40 units there. And we'll have tomatoes, cucumbers, watermelons, cantaloupes, all that shit growing out of these things. And what I've done for that, it's, you know, those swimming noodle things you see at Walmart, like $1, you know, we buy those and we cut them down the middle, one line, cut them out, and we wrap them around the barrel. That way they can't cut the vines or nothing, so they have something easy to lay on.
Oh, yeah.
So it works pretty good. And we also, they sit up on bricks. The barrels sit up on a brick. They don't actually have ground contact, you know, so anyway, that's how we do it.
Put holes in them. Yeah, so you don't have to put holes in the bottom.
Well, there is holes in the bottom. Yeah, you still have to have drainage. You got to have that. You still got to have drainage. But the point is no ground contact. That means it won't stay. The barrel will, it'll dry faster on the outside. Say if it rains, gets muddy, they're not sitting soaking in water all the time, you know?
Yeah. So yeah, I made that mistake with my raised beds. I made mine out of cedar boards.
Right.
And
right.
Set them on the ground. Yeah.
Right. Right. Yeah.
So.
But it's so easy to maintain the fucking the weeds and shit too. Goddamn. And you don't get the blight on your tomato plants, so they don't get all fucking blighted up and fucking rot. But it seems like when we first tested it last year, the cucumbers went absolutely berserk. I mean, they fucking went insane.
My cucumbers, I mean, it looked like something out of a picture book. They were beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
I went out there one morning, and a blight had gotten them. Something got them.
Oh, shit.
And they just slowly did. I mean, I got like 6 cucumbers off of that whole bunch of cucumbers.
Oh,
and I had like, it was, I cried. Trust me.
But when they start to grow out and vine out, before they hit the ground, we actually got about 30 feet of straw around that barrel at one particular barrel. Even with the cantaloupes and the watermelon, same thing too. We put straw out there.
Well, you've got room to do that. Yeah, I bought these.
Right.
You fold them up and store them. They're a trellises,
right.
And it's like an A-frame. So
right.
Some go up one side, some the other. I do that, but I don't. You know, I can't put straw in my yard. I don't. That's a good way. That's the way we did when I was grew up on a farm.
Right, but like my green beans, we run those. I usually like to do a bush bean, you know what I mean? I like the bush beans better.
I like pole beans, but they take, I don't like making those. I have some bamboo. And have you looked at the price of bamboo to buy the garden?
Anything. Fuck, anything.
Oh,
Jesus.
My God.
Yeah, it's crazy.
My husband says, why don't we just throw this bamboo away and get some new? And I'm like, no, we're not throwing it away. Bamboo. You know, it takes a long time
for
it to break down.
Yeah, well, I got friends of mine. Matter of fact, I have a lady that wants me now to come dig her bamboo plants out. She has a whole bunch of bamboo. She wants to get rid of it. So I'm thinking about going to get it all, just rip it out with a backhoe and put it on a trailer, bring it out here and plant that shit out here, you know, my property. You know, let it grow. Fucking get it, you know. Because, hell, I went out there and cut bamboo poles off her, out of her shit that's been cured. You know, dried out and cured, made poles, fishing poles and shit out of them, man, just to fuck around.
Well, if you plant it in a straight row, so you, like, have a row of it.
Don't
plant it side.
But it
by
produces
side.
Every year. It constantly produces every year. You get more and more
and
more prunes. So, yeah, the price of it, right.
It
yeah,
goes
it's
fast, cool. too.
Yes, it does. Yeah, it does. But, you know, like I said, this whole year we're gonna do something totally different in the garden. It's much bigger and badder. But last year we couldn't get enough cucumbers. God damn, we couldn't stop them, man. I had one that was actually 2.5 feet long, big fucker. And you know, you think it would get kind of bitter, but they weren't. What's that?
They get bitter.
Yeah,
when they get big like that.
They do. Yeah, they do. This one didn't, but I was shocked. But it's when they start turning white and yellow, then they start getting like fucked up. But anyway, we couldn't can enough of them. We pickled the fuck out and things. We still got gallons and gallons of pickles. I mean, tons of them. But tomatoes, we have two different techniques we do besides canning them. We freeze them. We'll freeze the whole tomato. And, you know, a lot of my friends are, why do you do that? That don't make no fucking sense. Well, it makes plenty of sense because here's the deal. Okay, if you want to make spaghetti sauce or anything with tomatoes, chili, you know, what have you, okay, pizza sauce or anything, it's the best way to get an actual real fucking good tomato. Anyway, we got 90 seconds on BTR, but we'll go on in overtime. Doesn't matter. But anyway, long as you're on the phone line, so call in now or you're fucked. Anyway.
Who else on here?
Well, Gunslinger, me, Sarge, Mike, and think for yourself here.
Is Sarge here?
Oh, he's in the chat room. SARGE1C. Ain't that him?
I don't think so, no.
You think somebody else? Well, it's a picture of
seven.
Well, it's a picture of a black man in a looks like a Marine Corps outfit.
I hate that in the Marine Corps. I think this is Sarge 57. anyway, who else is here?
Gunslinger.
Me.
Who is that other person talking? That sugar.
Oh, that's Think for Yourself in New York.
Oh.
Yep. Hello.
Hey. Hi. So it's just us five.
Yeah.
That's it.
So BTR gives you 2 hours of live and then 1 hour of after the show.
Right.
So you
right. Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
mm-hmm.
Oh, they made a sweet deal with me to get me back. They did. It was a sweet deal. So, yeah.
Well, good.
How long it lasts, who knows? I mean, what's that, Kat?
Did y'all watch the State of the Union last night?
No.
Live.
I played a little bit earlier on the show here, a little bit earlier, and I couldn't take it no more. So about 15 minutes, I could take no more.
Yeah.
The Democrats, you know, like everybody wears that flag pin on the left side of their lapel. Well, the
right.
Democrats decided they did away with the flag pin, and they wore a pin that said abortion. And the O in the abortion was a heart, like I love abortion.
That. I've seen that.
Yeah.
Yep.
They've gone full blown satanic.
I mean, I'm not really for abortion. I don't really like it myself. You know, I really don't. But you know, because I'm an abortion survivor. You know, I was aborted and it didn't work, and I'm alive. Here I am. So you know.
Well,
can I jump on this issue about abortion?
Sure.
You know, at one time, abortion was what they wanted to use to control the population. But I don't think that they think that it works well. So I think what they're doing right now is pushing this homosexual agenda right now. And I think that's why we're seeing so many programming, like through the media, movies, music, pushing this homosexuality agenda, just loaded with it, loaded.
Yeah. Well,
the kids'
also,
cartoons.
Right, but you remember we were talking about racism earlier and that shit too? You ever notice me, I don't see it much anymore, but you see a lot of commercials with a white woman with a black guy or a white guy with a black woman, you know, type shit all the time. But this homosexual thing is fucking psychotic, crazy shit. You know what I mean? I'm nothing against gay people. If you want to be gay, knock yourself out. You should have the freedom to do whatever the fuck you want to do. I believe that. You know what I'm saying? But ethically, morally, it's wrong. It is wrong. It's not the fact I'm going is, you know, as a standard or, you know, that's the way I see it because that's why I am. It's the simple laws of physics. The laws of physics. A man can't have a fucking baby. It ain't going to ever happen. Impossible. You know? So, and I mean, I joke about it a lot. I think it's kind of funny, but the simple thing is you can't change nature. We're born what you're born and that you can't change that, man. And the thing is now we have that list of 72 different genders now, 72 different genders.
Yep.
How in the fuck could that ever be? You know, you could change your gender cause you're in a different room that you don't like. You could change your fucking gender cause you're with different people. You know what I mean? But what gender
but
are
they,
you?
It depends on the definition of gender. See, they're saying that gender is a social construct. It's not it's not a biological thing. But we know that's not true. We know that you're either born male or female. Period. Now, what they refuse to, what they won't accept, is there are people of both sexes who are born that little girls who are born. They just don't act feminine. They just act that they're more boyish, and they always will be.
Right.
Now, when I was a little girl, a long time ago, anyway, I played with boys.
Was that back during the Mayflower and the Santa Maria?
In the Civil War. Civil War.
Okay, all right. Okay, I'm sorry.
There were all these boys. So it wasn't until I went to school that I actually had girls my age to play with. And this was a new deal with me, and I remember thinking, this is wonderful. I love this.
Yeah, but you say play with. Now, wait a minute. You're saying play with, and it's wonderful, and you like it. So what do you mean, Kat?
Right.
What are you saying to me? Okay, all right.
Well, okay, I'm only speaking to the non-perverted people on the phone, not to Ron, okay? But if I had continued playing with little boys and not with little girls, would that have made me a boy? No, because I got to a certain age.
It would have made
you
my friend. It would have made you my friend. I'll quit.
And I knew there were boys and girls and animals,
right.
You know.
Right.
And my aunts and uncles kept having children. I mean, I have over 50 cousins from my mother's side of the family because there were, you know, 10 kids altogether. And some of them had like 7 and 8 kids. And there were all these babies. And, well, they had to come from somewhere. So when I finally figured out that it took a man and a woman had the baby, I couldn't wait to have a baby. I mean, really.
Right.
I remember being in the third grade thinking, I cannot wait to have my own baby. I'm serious.
Right, yeah.
Yeah,
you know,
I have
two granddaughters. I have two granddaughters, you know. And, you know, I tell them, you know, you can't start dating boys till grandpa's dead. So
They grow up.
Yeah, they do. Grow up fast. I mean, my oldest one is like 6 years old now. And my little monster, oh, God, she's a mean fucking child. She's 3, and she's meaner than fuck. She hates me. Bad papa. I'm the bad papa. And she'll cuss me out like no tomorrow. I mean, she'll cuss me out, but she'll tell me the way it is, you know, and explain it. She's cute as fuck, but anyway.
You people on the show, I'm sorry, I want to say guys, but I'm trying to be woke here.
That's
so I'm
going
to say you people.
All right. You people.
It seems
that sounds nice.
Yeah.
You people. You know, like, it's more like, hey, fuckers, look, I'm trying to say something. You understand that better. Go, you're right, man. Fuck with you. Go ahead.
So y'all seem like an older generation. You probably don't pay attention to the programming that children are watching, like the cartoons.
Oh, yes,
I do. But if you do get it.
Yeah, we do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So
how old do you think
you are, probably,
dude?
I don't know. I heard you say Civil War something a minute ago. So
I was fucking with
Prehistoric.
He always does this.
Yeah, I always do that.
Boss ball, great-grandmother.
Prehistoric.
No, but listen, young man, what is your name?
Young man.
My name is Think.
What can I call you?
My name is... You can call me Think. Think.
Okay, Think.
He thinks.
Okay.
He's a thinker.
Just because we're older, what you're experiencing right now are the things that we've been talking about for a very long time. We recognized this years and years ago, what were you talking about. What the whole thing, when Obama came in, it really put everything into motion.
What am I talking about?
We're talking about, what transhumanism, and you're talking about gender neutral, what you're getting to is
with the cartoons and shit and everything we see on TV shit.
Yeah, in our programming.
That's right.
We've seen
all in a nutshell is what
you're
doing.
You take Saturday Night Live. Saturday Night Live was ruined with this type of stuff you're talking about. Saturday Night Live used to be funny back in the days with John Belushi. And, you know, it was satirical. It was funny. These were adults acting. It was like Romp a Room with grown-ups.
Yeah, I'm talking about cartoon shows geared towards 10-year-olds and 5-year-olds that have homosexual connotations in there. There's this show called Peppa Pig, which is geared towards 5-year-old children. It's like a Barney show, and they have a character on there with 2 moms. I don't know if you guys ever watched Scooby-Doo, but now if you do, you know that Velma is a lesbian now. So Batman and Robin is homosexual, is a homosexual now, and they're trying their best to make Superman a homosexual now, too.
Yeah,
I mean, if you watch the television show Supergirl on TV,
superhero.
There's a majority of homosexual, and they're consistently pushing homosexual programming on the children now. And I personally think that they're doing it to control the population, because I don't think that they think abortion is working enough. So they're trying to make, because you know homosexuals can't reproduce, right? So that's what they're trying to do now. They're trying to push it on the children. Go ahead.
Well, but I'm trying to tell you what you're talking about. It's been going on longer than just these cartoons. The whole
right.
idea of superheroes is about homosexuality. There is a homosexual element. There always has been a homosexual element to the superhero characters.
Yes, there has.
Yes, there has.
Sorry,
you have to understand where the idea of superhero comes from.
I grew
from.
Up.
It comes out of World
I grew
War
up reading II. Comics. I come.
Yes,
I grew up
said,
watching,
you
reading
didn't even
comic
know
books,
what
and
said.
I don't read.
Right.
I've never seen homosexual stuff in comic books growing up.
I know, but listen, there was. You just didn't see it. They listen.
It
I've been
I
always been
never
saw
it. It was.
I haven't
the
seen
super,
it.
The superhero. This came out of Germany. The idea of the doppelganger.
I don't know what you're getting at, but I've never, never seen it. I
don't
grew
know
up
what I'm
reading
getting
comic
at.
Books.
I'm trying to educate you.
And I mean, even the Superman with
okay,
Christopher
know.
Reeves. Was there any homosexual characters in there? How about Batman
okay,
and Robin? Back in the days, there was no homosexual characters in.
No, they
were.
I haven't seen them.
Right, there were not characters
okay,
portraying it, dude. The thing she's trying to get to, hang on, Kat, let me explain to you. When you've seen Batman and Robin, you know, you notice that Robin wore tights. You know what I mean? He wore tights. So that was, you know, how many men do you see that wear tights like that? That just wasn't something
at that
time. That, I'm talking the original series. The original Batman
yeah,
series, not the cartoon.
It doesn't mean
but
they're gay
saying,
because they wear tights.
No. I'm not saying that. But there's little increments of things they throw in there. That's what they do in commercials. That's what they do in TV shows. It's all increments. That's like, you know, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. I mean, look at Bill Cosby. You know, Bill Cosby was America's fucking, you know, dad. He was American father, the father of America. You know, Bill Cosby. I love Bill Cosby. Still love him today. You know, but what he wanted to be a sexual predator, you know, and shit like that later on down the road, which you never thought that. There's a lot of things they do. It's fantasy. It's all it is. But the thing
I don't understand how the superheroes are gay, though. I mean, this is something
okay,
new.
Okay, I will explain it to you.
Make
you
the,
want
the,
to know.
The superheroes gay
you don't
want to
know.
It's something new.
Right. But right. No, but he,
no,
I get his point. But, right. I get his point because they are doing it now. That's right. I seen just seen
that's
something
right.
on Scooby-Doo
but
about Thelma being gay.
There. That's what I'm trying to bring. I'm trying to.
Right.
This is why he thinks that this is just happening. This happened to our generation, too, and I'm trying to explain it to
right.
him, but
right.
he doesn't want to know.
No,
because
no I'm sorry. It's not. You're on a different page. It's something that's
no,
just
I'm
happening right now.
Page.
Ever since the woke culture happened, they're starting to push homosexuality into the children's programming now.
Oh,
like when I grew up watching Scooby-Doo, there was no sexual connotations in there at all. Thelma was
right.
not gay. Scooby-Doo was
it's
looking
more to
for
it
gold.
Now, though. But, right, but the, like you're saying,
yeah.
they do expose it more now today than they did in the past. Here, they did expose it in the past. It was there. You just didn't catch it. I never caught it for years till I got older. You know?
It wasn't there. That's why you didn't catch it, Ron. It was not there.
Yes, it
trust
was
me.
There.
Yes,
it
was.
Miss Patty was gay.
All
the actual stuff.
So,
all right.
Can I?
Back in the 60s when the Adam West
okay.
series came
out. Am I muted, I guess?
No, you're okay. No, you're
am
right.
Am I muted?
No, you're all right.
No, you're not. But
not
there was a prevailing
wait
thing
a second,
that Batman Mike. And Robin were lovers. Okay?
You all just
back
don't
in the
understand
60s.
Anything. This is all stupid
and,
what you're saying.
And
I get it. Right.
No,
what do you,
you
mean they're both? I'm agreeing with you, Kat. I agree with you.
But Mike brought up something earlier, and it was absolutely
okay.
what he brings it up, and he knows what he's talking about when he talks about Edward Bernays and the idea of conditioning people to accept mm-hmm. what to change human
right.
nature by getting people
right.
to socially accept these products, which changes our culture, like women
right.
smoking, women wearing pants, drinking everything.
Right.
But what I'm telling
right.
you about, superheroes had a big impact on our culture, too. And it
yes.
came out of World War II. The idea,
yes.
what Hitler and them were trying to do was create this super,
right.
that from the Aryan race.
The superhuman,
okay.
yep.
There was also this concept called the doppelganger. The doppelganger is like, and you probably understand what a doppelganger is. is that there's somebody in this world that looks just like you, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, the Germans, because they were so heavily into psychology and exploring the psyche and trying to control people, gosh, there's so much that the Germans were into. Anyway,
oh, yeah.
I'll explain
Absolutely.
It to you. So they came up with this concept of the doppelganger. We all have a doppelganger within us. Like there's another mm-hmm. part of us, right, that
right.
that is not out there. So they created the doppelganger, which you could be if you were erased of who you were now. They could become a super person. Your doppelganger. So they came up with the concept of the superhero.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you get all this stuff. All it's psychological, and it all comes from the after what the Germans were working on in World War II, the Nazis. So they came up with the concept
right.
of the superhero, the doppelganger, and they came
right.
up with. And these people were writers. Look at the original people who came up with all this were Germans, and they brought it to
right.
the United States. We brought a lot of those Germans into the United States after World War II because they were so advanced in all this stuff, and we
yes.
were not.
Right. Exactly.
Yes,
they did.
This guy on here doesn't want to know this. So the idea of homosexuality was always there. The doppelganger
mm-hmm.
is the opposite of you, but is you.
Right.
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 So the idea of erasing morals, there is no way a man can build Ben Steele. None of us
right.
can do this. So they dress them up in these skin-tight uniforms. And what is Superman? When Superman is a normal man, right? He's
right.
when he's Clark Kent. What is he? He's oafish. He's clumsy around women and all
right.
that, right?
Right.
Yeah.
yeah.
So he's an incompetent man. So the normal human being is just not – we're not competent. We can only become ourselves when we become a super person. And the erasure of the lines between what is accepted culturally with sexuality is erased, and that's what they were doing. They start. You can't put all this on a culture all at once. It's incrementally brought to the culture. That's what I'm trying to tell him.
Mm-hmm.
When he's talking, it's all out of the bag now. I mean, it's right in our faces with these cartoons.
Oh yeah. Absolutely.
In movies.
Mm-hmm.
See, the CIA funds mm-hmm. a lot of movies. The CIA has a division that just totally funds movies. That movie, Arco, did y'all see that? Ben Affleck directed it. It was about when we got the hostages out of Iran. Remember that?
Right.
When Reagan became president.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they totally
mm-hmm.
funded that. There's a lot of movies that they fund because
oh, yeah.
they want to put
mm-hmm.
that story in the American mind. That's really
well,
what
it's
happened.
It's really
it's
considered
like
propaganda.
Idea, the whole thing about that movie
mm-hmm.
called about Facebook. That's they totally lied to us about how Facebook was formed. All these
right.
Companies were formed as a result. They were all extensions of DARPA. The research division of the Pentagon. I don't know if that guy
right.
is still on here and understands what I'm talking about or not.
No, he left.
But
he left.
He's gone.
He didn't want to know. But Mike talks about Edward Bernays all the time. Edward Bernays was either a nephew or of Sigmund Freud. He understood all this, that mankind, what we are,
mm-hmm.
basically selfish human beings. And so
mm-hmm.
what we're trying to do is always reach for gratification. And
right.
so that is the founding principle of all advertising, is to cater to our
right.
need for immediate gratification.
Plus our
you know,
wants. We have two things. We have a need and a want.
Right. Right. And a couple of things to remember here is that, one, the two guys who created Superman, you look at his color scheme, the two guys who created Superman, one of them was a communist, all right, or had socialist leanings. And so you look at the colorings of Superman's uniform, red and yellow and stuff like that, you know, that. And then, of course,
Batman is another thing. Bruce Wayne is the mask for Batman. What is Bruce Wayne? Yeah, he's rich, but he's a foppish, lazy, you know, that type of thing. I won't say he's incompetent, but he's, you know, he's like the rich version of Clark Kent. He's a good looking guy, but he's a guy that you wouldn't think of as the smart businessman. He's not the guy, you know, he's not the world's greatest detective, in other words. He's an oafish, clumsy, you know, that type of guy, you know. That's how they play him. That's how a lot of these guys have played Bruce Wayne. Bruce Wayne is the mask. Clark Kent is the mask. All right? You know? That's right. Kat?
I understand exactly what you're talking about.
Right.
I believe it all falls under propaganda. It's a mind mind twister that make you think something different. You know, when you say fantasy, but people, you know, when little children see this shit, and even though it's fantasy, these children have a thought in their mind they can become that. When I grow up, I'm going to be Superman, or I'm going to be Batman, or I'm going to be something different, you know what I mean? And that's what it is, the imagination runs wild with it. Because they actually believe it exists. And like this guy that, you know, that took off, you know, think for yourself, whatever his issue is, you know, he's denying it. You know, that's what they, of course, you're going to deny it. But the reality, like I said, why does Robin wear tights but Batman don't? You know, what, you know, it's more of a circus looking act in a way, you know what I mean? And men, that was not a normal thing for a man to wear would be tights. You know?
Right.
So,
originally Superman was based on the old circus strongman. Okay, with the tights and the tights underneath and like the swimming suit or whatever it is, the posing suit on top of the tights. That was Superman. Now they changed it to have him be in pants and stuff like that, but that's not the point. That's originally what they were aiming for was that thing. And you know, one of the bigger thing was Captain America. Captain America, before he got turned into Captain America, was this little small, scrawny, skinny, sickly-looking guy. And then they made him a, quote, super soldier and gave him a serum, which you know, ended up being, you know, the super soldier serum and all that shit, you know, and turned him into a 6'2", you know, muscle-bound, basically it's a steroid, you know, guy, you know, and that's Captain America, the super soldier serum, all
right?
Right. So, yeah, it cuts all the way back to the creation of all these characters back in the 30s and 40s, you know? Batman, Superman, Captain America, all these guys that were created back then were basically propaganda.
Yeah, like Kat was saying, the simple fact about the Germans. The Germans used to be up to some all kinds of crazy shit. You know, matter of fact.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
Oh, God.
Yeah,
they play with science like no tomorrow. I mean, they have some very intelligent people. That's like, you know, Adolf Hitler used to give his soldiers meth, amphetamine, all right? And I was in a discussion with one of the police officers here in one of the towns close. We were talking. He goes, did you ever know where meth actually came from, meth itself? And I said, well, yeah, it came from Germans. Hitler used to do that shit, you know, and give it to his soldiers. He goes, yeah, but you know how it winded up here in this country? I said, no, not really particularly. He goes, well, you know, College of the Ozarks in Hollister, Missouri. Okay, College of the Ozarks, right? People that was there, he was a chemist. He found a copy of Hitler's cookbook, they called it, okay? Hitler's cookbook. And that's how he discovered meth. It was originated here in the Ozarks, okay? And we used to be the meth capital of the fucking world. I mean, we was here. I mean, you can get meth anywhere around this motherfucking area. I mean, it was everywhere. But anyway, I had to look that up to find out about this cookbook, you know, and it actually did exist at some point in time, you know. But it wasn't Hitler's book, you know. It was just called that, you know. But they had all kinds of shit when they used to boil people, and they used to see how acid would work on people and torture devices.
Oh,
I mean, all kinds of fucking shit.
No, well, we do. I just read this book a couple months ago called Poisoner in Chief. And it's about this scientist. His name is Sidney Gottlieb. And he ran this program through the Department of Defense. And what he did, he did these LSD experiments. And see, we brought all these scientists over from Germany after World War II because we didn't want the Russians to get them. So we got all these, and we offered them, we just gave them free rein to do all kinds of shit. The Germans were into seeking a mind control drug so that they could create the super soldier.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
yeah, they were no kind of
shit. Talking about in the superhero stuff and all, see, all this stuff comes from Germany, all this idea of the Superman, the super villain that controls the world.
Mm-hmm.
Superman is not necessarily, well, we've made him good because he's acceptable because he's for truth, justice, and the American way. But the original, what they were talking about the Superman in Germany was just somebody who was easily controlled. And so they found out about LSD, and this guy, they even built him a new facility at Fort Detrick, Maryland, Sidney Gottlieb, and because they found out some experiments he was doing here in this country, there were hearings, and also they set up these facilities all over Europe, and they put these German scientists in charge of what they were doing, and they killed a lot of people. We did this. So when we talk about all these experiments the Germans and the Japanese did during the war, we really got to take a close look at ourselves. I mean, you remember Whitey Bulger, that hitman that was in prison?
Right.
Whitey Bulger, he was an assassin for the mob.
Right.
Well, he was killed. Somehow or other, they were transporting him from one prison to another, and he died a couple years ago. He died, and he was probably assassinated. But he, for 1 year of his life, Sidney Gottlieb made him take LSD every day. And he swore when he got out of prison he was going to kill Sidney Gottlieb.
Uh-huh.
And this stuff that we did through that, we brought LSD into we're the ones that made the LSD.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't create LSD. We found out how it was a chemical company. I think they were in Switzerland. And they had the patent to it, and they wouldn't give it to us. Well, finally, we broke it. We found the right formula for LSD. And they gave it to all these musicians and people, and they started on the West Coast in the nightclub scene. And that's where all that damn good drug music came from, the Doors and
the psychedelic era.
Yeah, that's where it – because – They would set up a house of prostitution, right? And the prostitutes were paid by the government, plus they were getting paid by the Johns, right? So they would give these, they would be like in one apartment. Well, the Sidney Gottlieb people would be in the other apartment, and they would have like, you know, two-way mirrors and all kinds of ways to watch what was going on, because they would give their Johns LSD. You know, and orgies were pretty the norm back then, go to an orgy party, you know. So, and we were doing all this. We did this. Our taxes paid for this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And a couple of them, one of them committed suicide, jumped out of a hotel in New York, and they had to admit that they caused it. It's incredible, all the stuff that went on.
Oh, yeah, we let them in. We did.
The program was called MK Ultra. I know y'all heard that.
MK Ultra, yep, that, right. I was trying to think. It was in my head clicking. But yeah, MK Ultra. Yep, Timothy Leary was involved with all that shit, too. You know?
Yeah, definitely.
Timothy Leary, he got cremated and got shot to space. So he's up there orbiting. His remains are being orbited around the fucking planet right now. Ain't that crazy?
Yeah.
Let me tell you, Larry, something.
When you have people like Janis Joplin and stuff that were actually talented people who died of drugs, right? Died of a drug overdose,
mm-hmm.
you know, at the time.
Well, look at Mama Cass. Know. Mama Cass, that big fat chick, she loved acid. She's dropping that shit constantly.
Mm-hmm.
Jimi Hendrix, what's his name with Doors? I mean, yeah.
Yeah, but they got into heroin.
Heroin is another evil fuck thing for him.
That era kind of culminated with the Studio 54 shit, where you go in, you went in. I've seen the movie on that thing. Now, granted,
that was the disco era. Studio 54 was
the
disco era. Cocaine was a big thing then. You know, cocaine.
Yeah.
Actually, we were coming out of the 60s time thing, because disco didn't get popular until 1974, 76. On up to 78, I think they kind of petered out. Then the 80s came during my rock era, during my heyday. It was the 80s, you know. It was an 80 rocker, you know, long hair band days, you know. I think music was great in the 80s. It was great. But the problem, everything went so commercialized, killed that off. You know, then country music became the pop rock. And there ain't any new bands out there now doing worth a fuck. It's just that music is died. I mean, music is dead. It's not that I'm getting an old motherfucker. You kids shouldn't listen to that shit. It's just the fuck the way it is, man. It's dead.
Yeah.
I mean, I get offers all the time to book, but the problem is most of them are wanting fucking charity gigs, you know, or doing fucking a Zoom deal. No, I ain't doing that. That ain't what I was designed to do, you know? It's always, we need the drummer. We got this event coming up for, you know, save the fucking dog or save the whale or some fucking bullshit. And it's not that I don't care about that, but I just don't find it worth the money. There's no money in it. If it's going to cost me money to go play music, it ain't worth fucking doing it. I mean, I still play music for the satisfaction of doing playing music. You know, I love to play music. I love music and no doubt about it. I'm in love with the shit, you know? But when it comes to that, where, you know, you're benefiting from it off of my work, I'm not part of that shit. You know, I done did that many, many times in my life, and I'm done. I did it for everything. Breast cancer. I did it for fucking lung cancer. I did it for, lymphoma, some other shit. I did it for fucking marijuana. I mean, I did it for tornado victims, you know, but I don't care anymore. That's just the way it fucking goes. And here's why. It's not that I would not do something for these people because I do care about them. I do care. But the problem of it is the people that are the victims ain't seeing this money. You see what I'm saying?
It's simply going to these organizations that do it. Well, even the big one, the Susan Komen cancer research thing with the pink ribbon and all that. I won't give them. I would not do anything for them. You know, they give a certain percentage of their, and they're based in Dallas. And the way I know all this is I worked for this company up there, and they were very involved in the Susan G. Komen. You could get time off from work and go do the march and do all these things for the Susan G. Komen Center. Those women that run that Susan G. Komen cancer fundraising operation, they live like queens. They fly first class. They stay at, you know, 5-star hotels. They have parties where they serve the best wine. They just live. To be part of the Susan G. Komen Foundation, if you live in Dallas, you are like royal status symbol. And they give a lot of money to Planned Parenthood, which I just don't care for at all. But, you know. What have they done for breast cancer after raising all this money? Please tell me. There are no new cures or anything. What I'm going through, the medication I have to take, it keeps cancer from coming back. It's the same stuff they were doing back in the 80s. Okay, that's 40 some years ago. So what is the new treatment for breast cancer? I want to know. They just know better ways to give us drugs we already have. There's no cure for breast cancer. There never will be.
Well, there is.
Cure
they just don't
it.
Want you to have it. That's
well,
it. There is a cure part. Because
breast cancer is not one thing. There are many different types of breast cancer, and I had two of them. And
right.
How many times do you hear of that?
Right.
You have
don't.
Two different types of breast cancer? You just don't hear of that shit. How'd I get it? We don't
no.
know.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So I'm on drugs that give me osteoporosis but keep me from getting cancer, supposedly. So I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It pisses me off.
Damn,
it really pisses me off that people use something like breast cancer to live like a queen and have a status, you know. Anyway. Did I run that guy off?
Yeah, he did.
Probably. Probably, maybe. But yeah, these guys. Oh, we're gonna have a cure for cancer. Ah, fuck you. I mean,
Joe Biden said that the other night.
Yep.
Did you hear that?
Joe
Biden brought that up.
Yeah.
We think by raising money and yelling and screaming, they're going to stop cancer. There's no way. That's not true. That's not going to happen.
So, what was the name of that guy? Well, it was some doctor out of Houston or whatever the quack that cured cancer, right, Gunn? And they ran him off because he wanted to give it to people for free or whatever. Right,
oh, yeah,
Gunn?
Yeah. The doctor that cured cancer, yep. It's been documented, it's proven. So he knew something. Kevorsky? No, not Dr. Kevorsky. He's a death doctor. There's another one. Either odd pronunciation. You'd have to look it up. Just to put in there the quack that cured cancer. And there's another guy down there in Houston, just west of Houston, there's another one down there that's successful every time. So I don't know. You got me. They know something. Something that I don't, obviously.
I don't. Can you can't call back when I'm in overtime, can you?
No.
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 No. Well, Kat, George finally ran his two people off, me and Gunn.
Yep. Hoxie, that's the guy's name. Harry Hoxie, H-H. He's up here in Dallas, too. Yeah, Harry Hoxie.
So is he doing a show?
He started
in
Dallas.
Yeah,
he's
still
doing
the
show. Oh, yeah, he's the dub puck. Yeah, he's still doing the shit. As usual.
In fact, I went over there and trolled him last night on a week ago, whatever it was, and he went off to the point of... This whole thing between him, me, and Gunn goes back to a show that the last show we were on with him, and he basically insulted Gunn and
Ron,
and he ignored me when I was bringing something else up and when I went and tried to point out that we were talking about three different things. That's what really got him. He doesn't like to be corrected.
No, hell no.
No. He don't like to be corrected. And that's the thing. And then I go back, what was it, last week or whatever, and I trolled him. I didn't even put a word. I typed in the / and he went off. He went off on me, saying that I was asking him for forgiveness. And when I said, I'm not asking for forgiveness. then he decided to he decided to go after Gunn and Ron again.
And we wasn't even there. We wasn't even there.
Yeah,
we wasn't even there. Mike told me I wasn't even. Well, you know, he ran Boyd off too. We got tired of it.
Kick Boyd out. I'm so mostly upset over that. I'm so emotional over it all.
Oh yeah, me too.
Yeah, me too.
I'm fucking devastated.
It was such an epic meltdown. I had to get in touch with Gunn there, and I sent him the link. Now, granted, he's got pissed off to the point of making that show private, but.
Yeah, he cockblocked. But hey, Kat, did you know that Boyd's wife died?
Yeah.
You know, okay.
He put something in the core.
He did.
Yeah, you didn't read it? I thought you read it.
I've never seen it.
It's still in there.
Yeah, I wrote something in the chat room. Boyd wrote something. He told us all in the core chat room.
Yeah. You know, basically what he said is, I haven't left yet. I haven't left the chat room. I'm just dealing with stuff. That's basically what he said.
I can't even imagine what he's going through. He's got that
when
big trailer
home.
Oh,
there it is. There it is.
Those dogs still need taken care of.
Did he say if he was still down there in South Texas, or did he go back to Alaska?
I would imagine he's still down here. Because they were getting ready to go through his mother-in-law, you know, getting rid of her estate. And now he's got to deal with, gosh, this is just so much.
Yeah.
Have y'all seen pictures coming out of Syria and Turkey?
No.
They had a huge, massive earthquake and then follow up tremors, and it's just
I heard something about it.
Like tens of thousands of people are dead.
Mm.
They pulled one baby out that had just been born, and it still had its umbilical cord attached to it.
Hmm. Fuck.
It was living, though.
Yeah. Oh, God. That's fucked up.
What was it? I think it was an earthquake, wasn't it?
It can be bad, so.
No, the world's trying to shake us off, man. Like, please, like George Carlin said, shake us off, like, please.
And that weirdo that they elected from Pennsylvania, that Fetterman, that looks like, I don't know.
Oh, God.
Remember him?
Lurch.
He's in the hospital. Lurch, yeah, he's in the hospital.
Yeah,
he had another stroke. Yeah, I think he had another stroke. The word is not
I don't know how the fuck
happened.
He won in the first place. How did he win that?
Who knows?
Voter fraud.
Our elections are all fucked up.
Yeah, they are. Massively fucked up.
There are a lot of things that I've had to come to accept that I didn't want to accept. I thought were just, you know, conspiracy theories that they're absolutely true. You know. After Trump's so-called fault. Now, Trump got 10 million more votes than he did in his first term. Even Obama got less votes in his second term, and he won. So how did Trump get 10 million more votes in his second term And his second time, he ran for office than the first time, and he still lost.
Good question.
Does that make any sense? That's just statistically impossible.
Yeah.
It is. Numbers don't lie. They can be manipulated, but they don't lie. Very simple.
Yep. Guys, you need to excuse me for a minute. I'll be right back.
But, yeah, you know, how did he get more black votes than the first black president, all right?
It's magic. Didn't you know that? It's all magical up there in Washington, D.C.
Oh, yeah.
It's all magical.
Yeah, sure. And now you got people stabbing Trump in the back that were in his administration, like Sarah Sanders.
What did she do?
Y'all didn't catch her response, did you? Where she said, you can go find it, but she said, we need a new generation of leaders in the Republican Party.
You think that she...
Wait a minute.
You think that's what she meant about Trump?
Yes. They want to get past Trump. Even though Trump is Trump is the goddamn de facto Speaker of the House right now.
I wouldn't go that far. He's come out and stomped against some of the things.
He's the one.
I don't know. I don't believe that.
He's the one that helped get McCarthy in there.
Well,
I mean, he was working both sides of the aisle. He had what's her name backing McCarthy, MTG, and of course he had Matt Gaetz and stuff with the other people. But he was working both sides. That's my theory, and I'm sticking to it.
Well, the other day McCarthy said something about that. That girl that was killed that day, Ashley Babbitt, he was saying that she had broken the law, and he doesn't think that she was murdered. And Trump came out against McCarthy on that. Things are as cut and dry as you think, Mike. I think it's all real complicated.
Right.
Well, you know, the whole thing is complicated, but a simple logical explanation is that in the 4 years that President Trump was there, this country absolutely went back to where it was supposed to be. The most powerful fucking country on this goddamn rock. The military loved him. Law enforcement loved him. Everybody fucking loved him. Okay. The economy was booming. You didn't have maple syrup, great value, at $15 goddamn dollars a fucking bottle from Walmart.
Is that how much it is?
Yeah, I took a picture of it. The maple syrup, the great value, $15 each.
Good Lord.
You didn't see that when Trump was there. Nothing. Gas was low. We was exporting shit. No food issue, no supply issue, nothing. But that little cocksucker, that poopy pants son of a bitch got in there, and within 24 hours, we went to shit in a handbasket. Put it
Trump
on grass.
Said it was going to happen. Trump told us it was going to happen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Love him or hate him, it was all a whole lot better under him.
All right.
$15. Because I need some maple syrup, and I was thinking, let me look at what it is at HEB. You don't have an HEB near you, do you? I think Waxahachie has one done.
Which one is it?
HEB.
Oh, HEB. Yeah, we got it right here. Yeah, HEB. Yeah, we got them. Yeah.
Okay, yep. Coombs Family Farms Dark Roast Maple Syrup, 32-ounce, $15, 43 cents.
Yeah. What's that?
Yeah.
Maple
what are you talking about? And how big of a
maple syrup?
That's 32 ounces. If you just want 12 ounces, it's the cheapest that I see is $8.78. Yep.
What are you looking at?
Here's one. Our grocery store down here in Texas, you don't have it up there. It's called HEB. Oh. It's our grocery store that has – it's a great grocery store, okay?
Right.
The gun gets home delivery.
Right.
And he shops at Walmart mostly. Now, I go to Walmart now and then myself to pick up – I go there and buy shampoo and toothpaste and stuff like that because it's cheaper there, but I don't look for things like maple syrup or – sometimes I'll pick up spices from H-E-B. Yep. 32, because I need some maple syrup. 1543. Yeah. Wow. Do you feel better, Ron?
Yes, I do. I had to drain my other brain.
Yeah, I think about the old days, you used to take the phone to the bathroom and do it right there. What happened?
Well, I have a wireless headset and all that. I just don't like it. It just ain't, I just don't like it. I don't know why. I just don't like it.
Oh, my God, yes. Great value, pure maple syrup, 32 ounce, $15.98. Butternut Mountain Farm, 100% pure maple syrup from Vermont, $17.26.
Wow.
No, they have the Walmart brand. It costs at they have the Costco brand at Walmart, but I used to buy the organic pure maple syrup, 33.8 ounces, $23.97.
Jesus,
damn.
Yep.
Yeah, that's worse than Wally Wart.
There's one for you guys in the core chat or core in the core. I don't have you, do I? On Facebook.
In core, yeah.
Do I?
What happened?
Okay.
Facebook deleted my account because on Instagram, which they own, there was this woman who she's somehow or other Russian descent or something, or she was married to a Russian guy, and she has this home decorating account on Instagram. So when the shit in Ukraine broke out, I started talking about, I mentioned like she was just ashamed of Russia doing that. And I said, well, maybe if we had not built all those bio labs in Russia and kept NATO out of Ukraine, it would be, he wouldn't have done this. I said something to that effect. And she went on it, and she told everybody that I was a Russian bot in there.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, no,
shit.
I'm not. So she reported me, and I got my Instagram and Facebook account taken away from me.
Oh, shit.
And this was the day after Victoria Nuland had testified before Congress about the bio labs in Russia, I mean, in Ukraine. Yeah. Yep, they
You don't think that Facebook and them other motherfuckers are commie bastards? Of course they are.
Oh yeah.
I'm surprised they don't fly the communist flag. I really do. I really do.
It's like that guy that was on here earlier, his name's Fink. See, to them, anything history beyond what they have become to aware of now. They don't understand the history behind everything because these people have not been taught history. Do y'all get that? That's why he didn't like me. He says, you're going off in a whole different direction here. I'm like, no, I'm not.
Right.
It's all related. So to them, everything that's happening is happening now. There's no history behind it. They don't think we've been through anything. You know?
Right. Right.
A lot of people, history starts at their birth.
Yeah. Yeah. Except for Mike on here, Vietnam is very vivid in our memories. you know, those that time period. Even for Ron, he remembers it. I don't know how Ron is, really.
Do what? What'd I do?
Vietnam. I said, we don't think of Vietnam as history because it happened in our lifetime.
Yeah. Well, it is history, though. I mean.
It is history, but we think of it as part of our, it's like what Mike was saying. If it happened, it does. History is what happened before they were born.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what I said was, to most people, history starts at their birth. You know.
Well, they don't do their research. Okay, they don't do their fucking research. Okay, on any of the histories. Me and a buddy of mine was over at Hooters yesterday, over at Arlington. It's right there off of the 20th, right next to the Golden Corral over there, across the street. And I was talking to this hot little waitress over there. God, she's hot. She's about 20, okay. Country girl. She's a country girl, okay. And I was telling her about Waco, you know, the siege of Waco. And I said, I was there. She said, really? She's only 20 years old. Hell, that happened 30 years ago, 10 years before she was even born. You know? And, I mean, she was like, you're kidding. I took my iPad out. I said, look, there it is right there. I was there. Well, not during it, but a week after. And, I mean, she's just like, you got to be kidding me. I didn't learn that in school. She said, you ain't going to learn that in school. You ain't going to learn that in school. How are you going to teach that? You know?
No.
Well, they're trying to remove all that shit from school.
Anything
in history
and
war, they don't even want that shit around.
Mm-mm.
No. You know, I remember back in the day when I had to carry books to school and the history books were, like, massive and they were thick, you know?
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, okay. Yeah.
Or you had to carry books because your locker was so far away from your certain periods. If you'd gone to your locker in between, you would have been late getting to your class. Yeah.
That's right.
You had to carry like three periods of books around with you. Yeah.
Right.
And we didn't have backpacks.
It's not just the books, it's the notebooks you had to carry too. But that's not my point. My point was the size of the books. You look at the history books now and they're nothing. There's nothing to them, you know. They're taking all the history out.
Yeah. They don't want the kids to know
the crimes they did.
See, Waco, the government, that was crimes that the government did. They don't want the naughty naughty. You can say that now. No. The government's perfect.
Yeah. Right.
You know, just like Coward George, he's King George, you know, perfect. Hail George.
You know, I've been thinking this thing. You know, my son tried to tell me back when he was a teenager at the time during Waco that they had an airstrip there at the Prince Davidian compound, right? My son was telling me that the Clintons had ran coke in and out of there.
It
was either coke or drugs or both.
I seen it.
That's what the lady that I was talking to that was standing next to the David Koresh. We talked to her for about 2 hours down there, and she said, come outside. And she pointed right over in that other field and said, see, you barely see the top of that dirt. It looks like a dirt road. I said, yeah. She said, that's a landing strip over there. And we got pictures and video of these planes coming in at all hours of the night in these government vans with government plates on them at all hours driving in and out. And
you mean after the siege?
No, that was before the shooting. That was before all this stuff. It was like probably 6 months before everything went down. But that's why they shut them up, because they were threatening to go to the federal DA in Washington with their evidence of drug running and, you know, and dope and guns and all that shit, they had to shut them up. And they did.
Well, fuck the CIA
good.
Was selling dope during the Vietnam War.
Yeah.
America, U.S., America, what's it called?
The CIA was using that as a strip to sell drugs. That's what they, it wasn't the Branch Davidians were doing it, the CIA was doing it. Just like they did out of Mena, Arkansas.
Yeah, the Branch Davidians didn't do it, but they recorded it. And they were threatening to go to the federal DA. That's why they had to shut them up. No, the Branch Davidians didn't have nothing to do with it. I don't agree with the religious aspects or anything like that, but it was just the way they handled
no,
it.
No, they
and
were
they
not.
Had to shut up. You know, they had to shut them up.
You know, one of my best friends during that time, her name was Edie, and she dated this guy named Dick Gregorian, and they weren't dating at that time, but they were still friends. And he was David Krush's lawyer. And he contacted her during all this that was going on. And he told her, and she would come over and where I lived, and we would sit and watch it on TV, and we knew it was going to burn. And she said that he told her it was all going to burn, that when they sent in the food and, like in cardboard boxes into the Branch Davidians, they bugged the boxes, so they knew everything that was going on inside.
Oh yeah,
they didn't have
absolutely.
To kill those boxes. And he told yeah. her, "There's so much more I could tell you, but I've been threatened that if I let this information out, yeah. they'll ruin me."
I did a That's fucking exactly job when I did. Yeah, when I was doing electrical work for this dude up here in Dallas, up here in North Dallas, and we was sitting there talking to one day, a garage conversion, and he said that he was an FBI hostage negotiator down there in Waco. He showed me his credentials, his FBI, the whole nine yards. He said, "I can't tell you everything, but that was the biggest fuck up the FBI ever did." He said, "I can't tell you what went on, but," he said, "trust me, nothing like you've seen on TV. Nothing." See,
well,
they fucked up bad.
It was ATF and FBI. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
The ATF, they were going to go in there, but they decided to go a few days earlier than they had originally planned. So the people that they had to go in there had been practicing that. So they went in there with those cattle trucks.
Yep. Crazy.
What would you do if it was a bunch of basically stormtroopers showed up at your door? Would you get your gun?
Yeah, I think I would too. Damn.
Is there any wonder, guys, that when after that whole thing came down, they say, well, these Branch Davidians had a store of guns in there that, what do you expect them to have? They knew they were going to come after them.
No, no, Mike, that's not exactly the story. What happened was that's how they made their money. They went to gun shows and bought and sold guns. Well, they had a warehouse on the building that was nowhere near the compound. Well, I mean, it was near the compound, but within the compound itself, they didn't have the guns there. But they had... ATF had two informants inside there pretending to be Branch Davidians. And they warned David Krush about a week before this happened. And they said, "They're coming for you." They let them know who they were, and they're coming for you. So the Branch Davidians, they were set up. They went to the warehouse where they had them stored there on the building, and they brought the guns into the compound.
To the compound, yep.
That's what happened. Yep.
Well, Cass, you know where Big Town, you know where Big Town is over there off 635, right across from Big Town. There's a gun show that went on every month at that time. I went out there a bunch of times, and David Krush would be out there every time. Okay, that the guy had the gun show out there. So if they wanted him so fucking bad, how come they didn't stop him between Waco and Big Town or Big Town and back? They're 175 miles.
He was good friends with the sheriff in town. And
I know,
they would go down to the barbershop. went down and got his hair cut, like in town and everything. He went down and played music with people. He was a guitar player. Why didn't they arrest him at any time during, because what was the initial thing that they said about him? He was molesting children.
Oh, yeah.
He had the sheriff
and the deputies, all kinds out there shooting, target shooting on the land. I was standing right there. You can shoot guns all day long out there. So, yeah.
The way they covered it all up, what you do is you get somebody to run an investigation, just like they did with when Kennedy died. You get somebody of very reputable, and they got, who was that guy? I can't think of his name. He was a senator. I think he had retired. He was, I can't think of his name, but he was supposedly like a really honest person. They got him to like so-called lead the investigation. And so it came out that, they didn't do anything wrong. Janet Reno was attorney general during that time, and she was the one that gave the go signal for them to do it. But then I read articles that while Janet Reno was a very incompetent attorney general, the person who really ran the Justice Department was Hillary Clinton.
Oh, yeah.
Hillary Clinton, Janet Reno did everything Hillary Clinton told her to do. I think it was a mop-up job by the CIA, really. That's what I think.
It was something like that. There's no doubt about that, because they all knew something, it just didn't happen just casually, like they said, just like they said on the TV. That rat hole goes way deep, probably almost to China, I would imagine. But, when they did all that shit and they set up them speakers up there to try to fuck with them psychologically, crying babies and animals being killed and slaughtered and all this shit, and using a tank to try to rupture that swimming pool that they had down there, their only source of water. I know I stood right on top of that fucking swimming pool. You could see the cracks where a tank hit it, okay, where the tank tracks were still in the fucking ground out there. That's how fresh it was. So, yeah, really? What? Yeah, boy, you talking about cruel and unusual punishment. Sheesh, That's insane.
Yeah. And this fucking Justice Department under Biden is just an outgrowth of what was happening back then. Think about it. The FBI is corrupt. It was corrupt then. It's corrupt now. More corrupt now. But it is what it is. When you got people invading Mar-a-Lago. Which the FBI did to get so-called documents, when you've got a guy in Biden who has documents that are unprotected, that are top secret documents, but they're unprotected, it is
and
what it is. These
from the time he was, and Mike, from the time he was a senator.
Yeah.
So these documents predate him even being vice president.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Sure did.
It's fucking corrupt. When you got also a corrupt guy that's running the Justice Department and who has a fucking burr in his saddle because he believes he still believes he should be on the Supreme Court, And that guy, probably nothing's going to happen to some of this. And there are people that are saying, well, what should happen if the Democrats were smart, what should happen is they should force Biden to resign, because the longer he sits in there, the harder it is they're going to be able to get somebody else in there, because people aren't going to want to vote for, even if the Democrat is a, quote, clean Democrat, end quote, they're not going to want to vote for him, because Biden's gonna poison, people. And now my theory is this: they may try to get him to resign, but he ain't gonna resign. Biden ain't gonna resign. So my theory is he's not going to resign. Okay, we know the Republicans are going to hold impeachment hearings on Biden. We know that's going to happen. Usually, that stuff, if the other party is in control of the Senate, it's going to. They can hold all hearings they want. It's not going to come to trial in the Senate.
Well,
but
nobody wants Kamala as president.
Well, yeah, she's insurance, but my theory is, they're going to panic and they're going to tell Chuck Schumer once he says no to resigning, they're going to panic and they're going to tell Chuck Schumer to go ahead and hold a damn trial in the Senate. Yeah, going to give us Kamala Harris, who she's unelectable on her own. But again, that's not the point. The point is, she's just a placeholder for probably what's going to happen is they're going to probably end up running, I don't know, Newsom or somebody like that, you know?
Oh, no.
But
I'll predict who's going to get the nomination. I'll tell you who it's going to be. It's going to be
Santos,
Michelle Obama.
Yeah, her and Santos.
They've got her out there right now talking about hitting menopause and how it's affecting her. They're making her real acceptable to the older women. Oh yeah, and the older women are the ones who vote. They need they need the female vote. The Democrats need that female vote. So they've got Michelle Obama out there. I mean, I don't think any diehard Republican woman is going to vote for Michelle Obama, but the swing voters will definitely. She'll get them.
Does Michael even have menopause, seeing that he is Michael?
No.
But, yeah, this is – they want – I mean, look, Trump is the person that's topping his list as the next vice president is – what's her name from Georgia, MTG. Apparently, it's MTG. So
he's not going to pick her.
He's not going to pick her, but that's right now. That's the odds-on favorite. Now,
I
love her too. But my theory is the guy he's going to pick is the guy that he pardoned on the way out of the door, and that's Michael Flynn. General Flynn.
No, I think he'll pick Kerry Lake.
He might. And here's the deal. Here's the deal about her as